What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the cast for episode 31. We have an all-time favorite, Dominic Risso.
Hello, everyone.
And new to the cast is Sean. I forget your last name.
Carson, actually. Sean Carson. Yep.
Okay, well, there you go.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
It's good to be recognized, finally.
Recognized in audio format. And,
yeah, exactly. Maybe this will make its way to Hollywood. Who knows?
You never know. Your voice could be one of those things where you're just like, I like that guy's voice.
I need it.
You know? I need a face behind that voice. Need him on billboards or whatever the people in Hollywood do.
Yeah, exactly. I could be just one big billboard one day.
You could. You'd just be like,
then you can see Dominic just in the background. Very faintly in the background.
Yeah, half of me cut off.
All you see is just his hand hanging out from the outside
of
it.
Very brief of my face.
is that Dominic?
Just the top of your
is
head.
Is that Dominic,
like,
Russo?
Yeah. Yeah. So, how are you guys?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm doing really great.
Feel great. It's week till Christmas, you know?
Yeah, it's the 20th.
Yeah.
I forgot what day it was.
Oh, shit. It's only 5 days till Christmas.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
It's coming down to the wire.
Yeah, it's finally getting cold outside, too.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah. Like, it was raining pretty hard the last... Was it yesterday? My days kind of run together now.
Well, apparently they had to close down some, what they call it, ski resorts up in, like, Sierra Tahoe. There's just way too much snow. Yeah,
fuck global warming. Yeah. Earth exactly. Is giving them the middle finger right now.
Well, and apparently there was so much snow it knocked over a tree that was, and it hit a ski line. You know, the what are they called?
Ski lift.
Ski lift, that's right. Hit a ski lift, and some people fell off, yeah. Well, it wasn't me.
They fell off because of the snow?
Yeah, they fell off because of the tree
they
fell
saw,
over.
Like, all, oh, the
tree fell
okay.
over onto the ski
lift. I missed
that
part.
Yeah.
I thought they just fell out because there was so much snow. Look at all that snow! And
I'm slipping! I'm slipping!
Did anyone, like, get hurt? Or?
No, they said minor injuries, but, you know. Okay. In those kind of situations, you always hope that someone... Oh, is there a broken leg?
Why do you hope for that?
Why would you hope misfortune on people?
This is the way Sean rolls.
Instincts.
Yeah.
An accident isn't enough. You have to see some bodily injury.
You don't go to an ice hockey rink to watch hockey. You wait for the fights, right?
That's true. Yeah.
I stand corrected, Sean.
Thank you.
Yeah, and, like, the weather... I was supposed to do, like, some yard work today, and I did it. But, like, I was looking at the weather reports. It's, like, 90% of rain, and it didn't even rain. Like, that's a really big assumption. 90%.
He has that 10% right there, you know? If he said 100%, he'd be fired.
Yeah, but 90 is... That's pretty much saying 100.
That's like the people with the cleaners that say, like, kills 99.9% of the germs.
There's always
going to
be
ass.
Some germs. Yeah.
It's always the worst ones that would get left behind, wouldn't it? It'd be the strongest and toughest germ.
Yeah. Right? HIV.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Just HIV just running around. Good try, motherfucker. That's what HIV says.
Yep. So, you need to figure a position.
I have restless leg syndrome.
You want to lay down or something?
Yeah.
Only if it's in your lap, Dom.
Oh, gosh.
You can lay down completely on his lap?
I like, can, yeah. I really can. We've done it before.
No, we haven't.
Well, okay. out of context, Dominic, I guess we have.
All right.
Yeah, off the record.
It's technically on the record, because it's going to be on the internet.
We are recording as we speak.
Well, we filmed... No, never mind. I'll leave that for another time.
What are you talking about?
Nobody's... Mm. Yeah, see, we have, so don't say we haven't.
Just make us look more gay, Sean. That's great.
He's working on it. You're making it really tough on him.
Hey, well, I don't want people to think we're gay together.
Why would anybody think that, though? I don't understand. Where would they get that from?
I don't know.
All right, well.
Yeah. Little heads up, don't do that.
Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, that picks up everything. Shaking it and molesting the mic. Yeah, you got to be very stoic.
You're very restless. You're all, like, fidgety.
It's not even your legs.
Around.
It's your hands.
Here we go. Okay.
Are you, like...
I think I got it.
Did you drink a Red Bull?
Did you drink or seven a Monster? Red Bulls?
I had a bagel this morning. But there was cinnamon sugar on it, too. I put some cinnamon sugar on it, so that might be it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You should... The rest of your baking, just when it says add water, just add Red Bull. Just see how it comes out. Every meal is just...
Like with a cup of noodles, just put Red Bull.
There you go.
Or Arizona iced tea.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think Red Bull would have more caffeine, though. Actually, it's not even caffeine. It's like taurine and...
Guarine and guarana, rather.
Yeah. Guarana is balls.
Is the bull testicles?
The bull testicles?
Yeah. No, it's balls. The energy
drink
balls.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's their main thing in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Totally didn't catch that when you first said it.
Yeah, no one would. So no, if you don't know about the energy drink called Balls, that's what I'm talking about. It's B-A-W.
Bowels.
Bowels. It's two letters away from being bowels.
Bowels.
You don't want to drink bowels.
No, you don't want to drink bowels. I can only imagine it has something to do with, it would ruin your bowel system.
Yeah. Or give you irritable bowel syndrome.
I wouldn't make fun of IBS stomach.
I forgot that Sean has IBS. Sorry. Sore subject.
I don't.
Is that why you rejected him laying down on the That's
exactly why. I don't want to have to deal with whatever happens.
The cleanup's always the worst part.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so let's get off of those subjects and everything like that. You guys are finally filming together again, doing skits and...
Yeah, we had a big break. Yeah. We were living together for a while, and then... I moved out.
It's just plus one for the gay thing.
No. We shared a room, too, if that
No, well, it. God damn it, Sean.
We did.
We didn't have a bed, so we stayed in a sleeping bag.
We lived with a girl, so not gay. We didn't always share a room. We shared a room for the last 2 months I was there.
It was like Three's Company, except for opposite.
It was, yeah. It was like my two dads, except the girl wasn't our daughter. She was more like our mom.
I think she kind of wished she was.
So maybe it was like my two sons. Or my three sons minus one. About that. But yeah, we were living together for a while, and then I ended up moving out. And, I mean, it was a lot easier to film stuff when we lived together, because, like,
obviously,
have an apartment, like, it's a guaranteed set, you know? We were always filming stuff. Like, a lot of ideas were flowing at that time.
All the time, actually.
Yeah.
Well, he would just run into my room sometimes and just be like, hey, I got a movie idea, and we'd go out and film it. Just like that.
That's how I roll.
That's the best way to do it.
I think it is. And then we just took a long break, and then just recently, like, you know, I moved back to California in September.
You were on the podcast like 3 days after.
3 days after I moved back, yeah. It was the first thing I had to do.
Yeah.
Because, I discovered the podcast in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to be a part of this. This is awesome.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. We've been doing it for,
I think it was
eight months?
June.
It's May.
May? Okay. Yeah, I was looking through all of them yesterday, and I was like, wow, he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Right on.
I didn't even know it was that long.
Yeah, we used to do it a lot more frequently. But everybody decided to move.
That's what nice.
Like, half of the people that were on the cast are now in Sacramento. And
they usually move back, though.
Yeah, and then there's Chris is in Bakersfield right now. Hopefully he's coming back soon. He's down there for work. And then Ryan Fisher moved to Albuquerque.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he really likes
He'll
it.
He'll be back. Or if he likes it there, maybe he won't.
He's making good money there now. So,
oh, right on.
Yeah. Albuquerque.
New Mexico.
Okay. I was about to be way off with that. Not even gonna lie.
Yeah. New York?
No, I was honestly thinking like right around Mississippi. I don't know why.
That's a little further out. You overstepped it by a little bit.
Exactly. A little bit too east on that one.
Yeah. But yeah, since I kind of lost everybody, kind of doing infrequent ones, which sucks, but every now and then when I can get one in.
Yeah, for sure.
Try to go for it. So.
Yeah.
Gotta make this one count. No pressure, though.
It's going good so far.
Oh, man, I'm shaking now. Thanks. You had to save the pressure.
See.
Now it's all shaky.
Very, no very
tense.
Shaky.
It's intense now.
Guarana.
Do they put guarana in Pepsi?
No, but there is caffeine and a lot of sugar.
Just my drink.
There you go. Okay, so you obviously moved, came back. Now you're
in September, late September, early October. Like, I started having this idea for a movie. Well, actually, like I filmed a skit by myself because like it was so long until I filmed something, so I had to do it. Otherwise, I was like
had that itch.
Yeah, definitely had that itch. So I filmed it by myself, and it turned out like decent because it was by myself. And I edit it and everything.
I'm awesome.
Yeah.
And, such a good actor.
No, the acting is nothing to write home about, but like all the angles are pretty good. And it was like in black and white. And it basically, it was a cool idea, I thought, and I kept on thinking of ways to, like, expand it, and I thought, like, why just make it a 3-minute skit? Why not make it a film, and then I can make it my next, you know, feature-length film? Mm-hmm. So I started writing more ideas, and it started flowing, like, more than any other ideas I've ever flown before. So, like, I was writing all the ideas down and started making new characters, and I never uploaded that skit because I decided to make it a film. But
just
it's basically
make it all at once. Yeah. That's because I was going to say, I don't remember you putting out a film.
I almost did, and I think it was kind of a sign because I tried to upload it, and there was a fail, but there's nothing different about it than any other video. Hmm. So I was like, all right, well, that's weird. And then I just started thinking of more ideas, and I was like, you know, I'm going to hold back and start writing it and see what happens. And I really like what came out of it.
It turned out great.
And then I started talking to all my friends about it, and like the first thought was, okay, I need someone like that's going to be believable as this character, because it's like one main character and a lot of minor characters. Mm-hmm. Well, like there's like 3 main characters, but like there's one main focus.
Yeah, there's always one guy that they focus on, yeah. And then they have supporting.
It's like the Zach Braff of Garden State, basically.
There you go.
And I thought about Sean.
Is it Garden State?
It's
did you,
not.
Did you rewrite Carter?
No.
Are you trying to get a hold of Zach Braff?
That would be awesome. But
emailed him, send him letters.
Zach Braff, please, come on.
I need you.
And you need me. So I thought about it, and I was like, I think Sean would just be perfect for it. And we were still talking like here and there, but we hadn't filmed anything in a while. And
was
I
it
just...
awkward when you guys first got back together and you're just like, oh,
no, not really.
I don't think it
was
really.
It was like cooking noodles.
You should have made it awkward.
He probably tried it. At one point. He likes to make a lot of things awkward.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean,
and
I've
that's
done
the thing.
That, actually.
It's weird because this character is pretty awkward. So like, I was like, you know, Sean
well,
has the capability to act
Zach
that way.
Braff in Garden State yeah, or very. Zach Braff in general, he's a little off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, I told him about it and he was down. Like he's always been down
every single
been
time
down for movies. Like
every time.
I pretty much I don't even really ask him anymore. It's like, hey, this. It's like okay,
yep.
That's a good partnership.
And then I started.
It's good to have people around you that are enthusiastic about doing
definitely.
Stuff.
Definitely.
Well, it's like I'm not
just
really
makes it that much easier.
Yeah, know? And I don't really have much going on either. I just go to work and then I go home. So if I could do this in the meantime,
same.
It's
everybody needs their hobbies.
Exactly.
You know, otherwise
passion
you're
the same. So I started like lining up the rest of the cast, and as always, the hardest part was finding a girl, because
yes,
girls
always.
Are pretty unreliable. And sometimes I'll find girls that I just, you know, that they're into it, but I don't really care for their acting as much.
Yeah, no, I understand, but it would be also hard to tell that to
exactly.
Them.
Yeah. It's better not... just to you know go a different route.
You suck.
yeah.
About your acting,
it's bad. I don't know how else to say.
I might put this lightly.
But then we ended up his girlfriend's friend, who's Justine Foote. I don't know. You might have gone to school with her.
I know of a Justine.
Okay.
I don't.
Might
know.
Be her.
I would have remembered the last name if it was.
What Foote. Year did you graduate?
04.
Four. I don't know.
06.
Oh, six. I was gonna say you're not the same age as me.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
but her, she was into acting in high school, and he told me about her.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really think she was gonna be down at first.
Thespians or drama?
I think it was. Yeah.
Because that's a big difference.
I think it was drama
okay,
because she did. She did stage acting.
Okay.
For her church, but I didn't think she was going to be down for it at first, and then she was totally was, and then I saw some videos of her acting on stage, and she's just really good.
Yeah. My friend Robert's actually really good as well.
Yep.
Like, so if you ever need, like, a male guy
definitely.
That's good at acting, that's what he's doing right now. He's going to college for it.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So that's what he's doing.
And I've seen that guy in videos, too.
Yeah, and he has some good equipment to back up, too, because we've been planning on doing... You know, stuff. You've seen some of the stuff. I've filmed with the stuff.
Definitely.
So.
It looks good.
Yeah. You know.
So, yeah, well, yeah I got her number from Sean and was like, well, you know, I got a movie. I mean, he's probably already, I'm sure you're already talking to her about it. And
well, yeah.
She knew that I had a history of, like, making movies, especially with Sean.
And they saw, well, her and Katie saw all of her older ones, too, so.
I mean, she knew what she was getting into.
Yeah. That's fun.
No surprises.
Yeah, exactly. And I met up with her, you know, and she's pretty cool. And we when the script was actually finished, I got together with like the three main characters, which is Sean and Justine, and then my friend John, who mm-hmm. plays like another character. And we all got together at Denny's and we did a read through of the script just to, you know, see what it sounds like. And yeah. she just hit it like spot on. Like she was reading it exactly how I pictured it. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
Like the character is like written for her almost.
Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, yeah, I'm
maybe
pretty excited.
She's just that good of an actress.
Well, because he read me the character, was it the character bio of the, of it just reminded me of her so much. And I was like, wow, that's, she could definitely do it.
It's pretty yeah. weird. Cause I'd never even heard of her. I was writing that before I even thought about what girl could play this, you know,
subconsciously, he knew
the best way of getting that mm-hmm. part going, you know, of yeah. any part really. Yeah. You know, if you just write something without even having a person in mind and you mm-hmm. just, you can read it back and it feels good. And then you just kind of ask around and you're like, oh, you're, that's it. You,
yeah,
where
that's
have you been?
I wrote
you. Exactly.
I apparently just wrote your biography.
I think that's why sometimes when they make movies, they have to say any likeness to fictional characters is just a coincidence. Mm. Yeah, you ever seen those?
Yeah, well, yeah. South Park does it in every beginning of every episode.
All they had to, there's all the celebrities.
Yeah.
There.
Even though they're the same exact names.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen on a few video games too. But I don't know. If you can relate yourself to a video game character,
yeah, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, then but I me. Think for like video games and stuff like that, they if they put that in there, there had to have been like a tester or something like that. It's like, hey, this reminds me of
hey, that's me.
You know, yeah. So they would put that in just as a disclaimer.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I really liked your guys' last sketch that you did. That was funny as hell. I didn't like as it was building up. I was like, there's gonna be something, but I couldn't like pinpoint what it was. And then you're just.
I thought maybe I was off my game or something, because every time he just started talking, I couldn't help but laugh. It was just, I had to hold my cool during that entire
skit. You're definitely spot on, because, like, your reactions, like, the close-ups of you were just, like, awesome. Like, the way that you look at me, like, so confused and, like, kind of angry, like, why are you talking to someone like that?
Well, because it seemed like you said everything that was written down on a script, but I think it just came straight from your mind.
Yeah, I didn't write anything.
So that's why I was also looking at you like that, like, wow, how are you coming up with this stuff spot on, like, right as you're...
He was just thinking, that wasn't in his script.
It was just, like, one long sentence that was just going on and on and on.
Yeah, I was working, and I just thought about it, and I was like, it'd be pretty funny to, you know, yell at someone on the phone and then reveal that it's somebody that you, like, didn't expect.
Yeah.
And then I went through a different, like, combinations. Like, who could it be that would be, like, really, like, shocking?
You got it spot on. Like, that was probably the best choice there.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you said, like, if it was, like, your pastor or something like that.
Yeah.
That would have been better.
Basically, all right, bye, Rabbi. That yeah. you would never yell at. Like, you would just never find a way to yell at him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I liked how
Wesley.
It turned out. It was very funny.
Yeah.
Could use Wesley, too. That probably would have worked. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, when are you going to plan on start shooting the movie?
I'm planning on shooting in January. Maybe a couple weeks in, depending on like my schedule and everyone else's. Like, that's the hardest part, really, is finding days, like, especially when there's scenes where there's like a lot of different people, and finding a day where we can all get together.
Yeah, that's always the tough part.
Yeah, and if sometimes somebody only has like 4 hours, it takes a lot longer to film like
exactly,
a small
especially
scene,
especially if you can't get in one take.
Exactly. Oh yeah, we definitely won't.
Yeah.
But the good thing about this movie compared to the other ones we've done is like, I've been putting a lot more time into the script and in preparing and like writing out storyboards and like everything. And I rewrite the script or like reread it and like fix certain things like every day. Like I'll just read it and, you know, and other times I've just never done that. And, I'm definitely putting a lot more time in this one. And, I think it should be pretty cool. And, I think everybody on board is really into it. Mm-hmm. And you're even going to be in it. Right?
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I didn't hear any more follow-up on that, though. You just kind of asked me, and I was just like, yeah,
I know.
And then that was
that's
it.
Dominic.
And
I
was
well, like, I that's
did,
Dominic.
I did write your scene, though. And, well, sometimes, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to send the entire script to people, because sometimes people would be like, listen, I want to be in it, I'm really excited, but only send me my scenes, because I don't want to hear about anything else, because they, like, want to be surprised. But other people say, no, I want to know
makes
the
sense.
Entire script.
I understand both points. And I can't read this either way.
But also, the thing about...
I'd like to read it all.
Okay, yeah, I'll send it to you for sure.
You know, because if anything, I can help, you know, bring my, like, editing and effects, like, expertise over.
Yeah, definitely. I think we should definitely do that. And, your character is a lot of improv.
That is everything I've ever done, ever.
Okay,
that shouldn't be a problem.
I'm not really good at it, but I think I'm okay at it. You know, give a few takes in, and I can get some stuff in.
Once you start flowing with that kind of stuff, it just comes naturally at that point.
Yeah, I'll definitely write it or send it to you, and I think you'll get a pretty good idea of who your character is, like, you know, crazy drug dealer. But I also was imagining, like, this room, you know, like, if we shot it in this room.
I don't know how you'd want to shoot it.
Well, I want to do it all in one take. I would be on the bed, just like filming, you know, both you and the other characters.
Well, if you're going to be... Well, did you want to do the scene, like, on the couch?
Yeah, because I was thinking the character would come in and sit here. Yeah, that would work, yeah.
And then you could stay up here.
Yeah, we'll work it out. Sweet. I'm really used to working in cramped spaces because, like, we were filming test shots in my bedroom.
God, that was
that's passing for his bedroom.
So cramped.
Really good at freestyling, you know?
Yeah.
I had to jump. There, I had to jump shots. Over things in order to.
Yeah. Like filming him, like just doing a test shot of, like the shot that we were actually going to do in the movie. Like I had to actually like go into my closet to film it because if I was too close to him, you know?
Right.
And I even had a wide-angle lens.
I
do, and it still doesn't give me enough room. Like, the room's very small.
I could probably get you one at Best Buy. Because I do have some there, dude. I think I can get you a good one.
All right. I have another lens coming in the mail, too.
Yeah?
I'm just focusing on this one a lot more, and we're doing, like, a lot more with lighting now, because I saw this thing from... Do you know this website, Indie Mogul?
I've heard of it. I haven't...
It's a cool site. These guys just show you, like, different film tricks and stuff.
And that's the same as the Film Riot people. The people I was actually watching when you came in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They show you lighting tips and tricks to do on the cheap.
Uh-huh.
You know, that way you don't need to go buy the expensive stuff. Because you don't need it, you know? Because the main thing of filming is getting shots and angles right, you know? You don't need a whole lot of stuff behind it.
Mm-hmm. You know? And that's what video was saying, was to build a cheap light kit for less than $25. And I already had a floodlight, and that's what it called for. And then it called for two clamp lights, which are just like those silver bowls, you know, that like clamp on anything. And I have two clamp lights that are like the stretchy neck ones.
They work really well, too.
So you can clamp on anything.
I have work lights. The ones with like a tripod, and it's just two big-ass ones.
Oh, cool.
And then
that's what I was telling you about.
Well,
yeah, but I think the one you were talking about is the one you have like now, too? Just doubled?
No, that's what his is.
Okay.
I have what you have, but the single head.
Yeah,
I know you're talking about that because the double head one is at my work for like $20. I was thinking of investing.
Is yours one of the ones that has the bars on the outside of the light too?
Because it gets super hot.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Tonics. No, I have that though. I just don't put it on.
Okay, so the day you burn your hand, I'm going to be like, well, you could have had the bars on.
You could touch any part of that though, where there's no bars and you'll burn yourself.
Yeah,
I know. I was even touching the part where they had like the padding on it, and I was like, God, this is hot.
Are you going to use like diffusers? Like put in I guess like a white sheet?
It would be a good idea.
We were talking about that too. Yeah,
definitely. Because that would be a better idea because we keep getting really bad
shadows. I need more people to help out because when I was filming the test shots of him, it was just me and I was like put on a tripod and holding two lights above him. And
well, it's difficult. There's a lot of things that I can do in editing as well. I can balance, you know, colors and bring out shadows to make them brighter but not blow out the lights.
Yeah, that's what I could do with my photo editing software too. It's really cheap software, but I could do that exact same thing.
Yeah.
I think we should definitely work together then on the editing of the movie. I want to make this one like the best one I've done.
It sounds like you're really, really proud of it so far, and that's my baby. Good base to start at because you know, only good can come from it.
Definitely. And everyone, and it's also great to have everyone that's like really excited to be in it. Like there's not a single person in it that doesn't want to do it.
Exactly. That.
And someone had to like beg me to be in it. Like one of my friends, there's a small part that I needed to fill. And I thought, cause John, my friend is in it and he's like one of the main characters and his brother has always been in my movies in the past. Like not a lot online, but a lot of like home videos that we've done. And, I was like, hey, you want to be in it, you know, like you'd be pretty good for this part. And he said, yeah, you know, I'm always down. And then his friend, who's also been in some movies, was like hecka like jealous, and he texted me. He's like, "Listen, you know, I know you let Joseph in your movie, but can I be in it? Because like I really want to, and like I'm totally devoted." And I was like, "Dude, yeah. I mean, I'm the one who always has to ask other people to be in it."
Probably a different feeling. Yeah. People text, "What the fuck? Yeah.
This guy's really begging me." Like,
yeah, he was saying, "He's like, yeah, Joseph said like the trick is to just beg you until you say yes." I was like, "Dude, no, I have to beg you.
I have to just do a simply ask. Yeah.
Ask and you shall receive."
There you go.
So yeah, he's going to be in it too, and I've pretty much gotten all the parts filled, and I just need like one extra for like a girl, which is, you know, difficult. But yeah, it'll work.
Always is.
You just dress up Dwight. Could you do that?
Yeah, I got a bunch of wigs. Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah. There you go. Do you really have wigs?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I have a Jesus wig.
Maybe you can a Jesus
wear,
wig, though.
Maybe you can wear that as your character.
I'm not shaving.
Under your beanie. Oh, you don't have to shave.
All right.
That wig's been used for so much.
Yeah. It's a universal wig. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, I think it's going to be pretty cool. The movie's called Strange Moments. This is one that I haven't really... I've been posting a lot of like posters and behind-the-scenes stuff online, but nothing online has said anything about the plot yet, so I want people to be pretty surprised.
Yeah.
And if I do end up with a trailer, like once we start filming stuff, it'll be the kind of trailer that like gives you a good idea of what it looks like, but not necessarily what it's about. Like, you might get an idea of what the plot might be, but you definitely don't know. I just want to keep it, like, shrouded in mystery as much as possible.
Yeah, that's good. I mean...
Because I feel like I gave away too much in other movies, you know? Like, I was so, like, overzealous. Like, I'm going to show all these clips, and I want to show these trailers. I made, like, six trailers for Bloodbath.
Bloodbath's a prime example, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm taking a different route this time around.
Yeah. It's hard to find the balance between of getting people's... intrigue, you know, sparked, and then you know, not giving away anything,
giving away too much. Yeah,
right.
And yeah, if it comes to the point where the only thing you see of it is the actual movie, then cool.
Yeah, there you go.
I think you also don't want it to be like one of those things, you know, you watch a trailer and it's always just the really good parts of the movie, and then you watch the movie and you're like, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
So you don't definitely want it to be like that either.
Every Michael Bay movie.
Yeah.
Every single
movie. Yeah, so give as little as possible, and then when they actually see the movie,
The
good parts won't be spoiled, yeah.
Yeah. How long is it going to be? What are you shooting for?
Well, this is the way I was figuring it. I always have this idea in my head of how long my movies are going to be. Like, I wrote Bloodbath, and I was like, dude, this is going to be like at least an hour and a half. And then it came out
like
being
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Somewhere around there.
And then Blanket Burrito, I was like, this is going to be an hour and a half. And then it turned out to be 40 minutes.
Is that just like a sign that you have on the back of your door, like before you leave your room every day? This is going to be an hour and a half.
I have it tattooed on my rib.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. I always hope it would be like that, because that's like a basic, you know, movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's time.
And I think a little bit longer than that, you'd have to have a really good story to keep someone focused that long, especially online, you know?
Well, how long again did it take us just to read the script? And that was just a dialogue. We didn't even do the
actions and stuff.
The actions, yeah.
And there's a lot of pauses.
I was
going to
say, there was probably no pauses or nothing like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Guys probably didn't wait to like imagine a pane of a pan of a street or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I tried to as most as I could, but again, we were in Denny's, and I think they thought we were actually arguing in Denny's. Yeah, because there were some arguing scenes.
Yeah, we did one of those types of deals at Chubby's, and that was weird because it's much smaller.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It definitely was less smaller.
And there was, like, an old group that was, like, eating on the table next to us when we were talking about, like, a bunch of stupid ideas. And my buddy Israel brings up the ideas. They go, what if we do something like Cops, but real? And then we all argue. It's like, what the fuck is Cops, but the real version? Cops is already the real
exactly.
version.
Exactly. How can we get any real than Cops?
So...
Yeah, we were in like a back corner of the restaurant, though.
Nobody ever eats back there, so it's perfect.
But the thing is, Blanket Burrito, you know, turned out to be a lot shorter than I thought. And I looked at the script, and I compared it to the script of this new one. And in the same font, you know, even though this doesn't really tell you how long a movie is, because like actions are different.
I know where you're going.
But Blanket Burrito is only 36 pages. So, of course it's short.
And how many pages is this one,
next one's like 116.
Jesus.
And that's like a basic script, though. Like, I was looking at other scripts,
you're working on it.
Yeah, they're basically around 100-something.
So Dominic still thinks it was going to be an hour and a half. I think it's going to be a little bit longer.
It's going to turn out to be 40 minutes.
I think it's going to be a little bit longer.
I was thinking about probably 45.
Yeah.
It's going to be around there.
If I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are way off.
If anything, I can get more attention on it. I'll put it on my channel. Because I'm allowed to upload as long as I want.
Spread it like herpes, my friend.
So
just put my photo website up there, too. Just, you know.
Yeah, yeah, trying to get more gigs, too.
trying to get more gigs to pitch.
Yeah. Well, I doubt any of my subscribers are around this area. I mean, if they can, like, email you and be like, hey, could you take pictures of, like, some oranges or something and just email them?
That'd be cool. Sure. I can get some good pictures of oranges. I'll slice them. Get some good citrus.
Of oranges you've ever seen. Sexy citrus.
Sexy citrus.
That should be the name of your site.
Sexy citrus? Seductive citrus. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Just have a bunch of pictures of oranges and mangoes. What are those other ones that look red inside?
Tangerine?
No.
Peaches?
It's, no.
Grapefruit?
It looks like, yeah, that's it. Grapefruit. Grapefruits are terrible, though.
They're sour. They're better with, when you put sugar
on. My friend from elementary school used to cut a grapefruit in half and sprinkle sugar on it.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
It's what people do. It makes it better.
I was watching TLC today, and there's actually is this show called Weird Addictions, My Weird Addiction. And this girl eats toilet paper, and she can't get over eating toilet paper.
I saw a picture of that the other day, and yeah. I thought it was bullshit.
It's like, okay, just stop eating toilet paper. It's not that hard to do.
All right, let me see.
Easier said than done, I guess.
Well, and then there's another girl who eats laundry detergent. This other girl sleeps with her blow dryer.
I've always had the desire to eat laundry detergent.
Why?
Like the powdered kind. It looks so good.
I can't imagine it's going to be healthy, though.
Yeah, strange story. I'm about to prove to you that that's wrong. Because it's basically the same thing. Freshman year of high school, I guess I just wasn't all that smart. I don't know. It just happened.
It happens to us. You know,
click the next year.
It's okay. We move past it.
I was taking this art class, and my group was with two seniors, and they bet me $5 to sniff the powdered soap that's at the school.
I've had some friends who've done that too.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, yeah. I can't imagine that feels good.
Wait, sniff or snort? Like, sniff thing? Would be...
Oh, I guess snort then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, ask the drug expert over here. He knows all about it.
Okay.
He's writing my character, apparently. He has some experience, right? Don't knock the guy.
Yeah.
So what happened?
That was bad. Oh, my
It whole, burned, right?
Yeah, it burns, yeah. And, like, my nose just felt... it was bad.
That's
like,
terrible.
I would sneeze and, like, just over and over and over. It was bad.
Did you smell soap for the rest of the day? Just like,
yeah, it was that weird smell of that soap.
It might come in handy if you're sitting next to someone who stinks in class, I guess. Just,
I suppose.
Oh, man, I can't smell anything now.
Yeah. That's why you put vapor rub on your nostrils. Yeah, that's all you smell. I think soap is pretty dangerous.
Well, liquid soap would be fine.
Who knows?
Just saying, if you just
we won't know until we try this. So.
Just like, just layer the inside of your nose.
Also, those little balls of soap that are like in a little plastic casing that kind of dissolve. Have you ever seen?
You mean
those?
The ones you put in laundry?
No. These are like soap.
Oh,
it's weird. They're like balls.
Oh yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Like little
it's
like
the same
plastic
type of
balls.
Stuff that they use for dishwashers.
Yeah. Those are weird. But you just squeeze them or throw them against walls. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah,
like a paintball.
It's like a paintball.
That'd be cool. Soap ball.
It
just
is.
Put your paintball gun full of those soap balls and shoot at people.
I think it would explode before it even came out of the barrel, though.
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
but it would
shit, that hurt, but
barrel.
At least it smelled good.
A lot
damn
softer.
It.
That's the best way to clean your paintball gun.
You got my stain out. Awesome. Thanks.
There's a good movie right there. Yeah. Called, like, Stain Patrol or something. Just, like, find people with stains and shoot them. You're welcome.
Stain!
Freeze! Chase people down and shoot them.
Nice. Excuse me.
Puberty.
Sorry,
over
I'm puberty
here.
Still. It's the prime age.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, it's.
All right. I thought we were frozen there for a second. Anyways, Sean, what are you bringing to the table?
Not much, actually, to be honest.
what was the topic that you were going to bring up and then...
Well, it was something I saw on TLC earlier, too. It was just, like, these old ladies who give birth, like, 70 years old.
That's gross.
Who, like, want kids still, but they've already got 10 kids from, like, when they're in their 20s. So, I don't know.
So they went 50 years with no kids, and they're just like, hey.
No, this one woman, she actually had, like, 10 kids with, like, three husbands. And then she went, like, 25 years without having a kid. She's, like, 65, blind, and she still wants more kids. She already had two other kids with someone else now, yeah.
That's, like, worse than the Octomom.
Yeah. Well, it's, and then, like, they're
that
like...
That was an accident.
And then they say, like, I gotta stay healthy so that I can be around for my kids. Like, you shouldn't have had them so late if you want to be around for them. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, that line from The Office recently. Or, you ever watch The Office?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that recently. Andy Bernard, he said, you know what? Yeah, I know what you're saying. If my grandmother ever dies, I'm gonna kill myself. That's a great line.
He's always so serious about things, too.
Yeah.
I like that character.
Do you know that his tooth actually does come out? Like, you know, in The Hangover, he had a missing tooth?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a fake tooth.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think apparently
that's
he
the
lost
same with Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Really?
Yeah, his tooth was chipped when he was a kid, and he just took it off because it looked funny. Yeah. And that really made that movie. It wouldn't have been the same.
Well, before I knew that about the... what was his name? What's his actual name in real life?
Ed Helms.
Before I knew that about him, and when I watched The Hangover, I'm like, how does he put his tongue through that hole? Like, that can't be green screen.
I know.
Like, how's he doing that?
I guess I never really thought about that. Yeah. I just assumed it was a green screen tooth.
No, so,
you
do
a lot of things with CGI.
And apparently he just lost that tooth, and then just he's got a fake one. He's just taking it out, which is weird. I don't know how he does that.
It's a common thing in comedies, I guess. Like, if you have a missing tooth, you might as well use it. You know, and
might as well make it a good prop.
Funny.
Comes in handy during
Definitely.
A movie.
Yep.
We could knock one of my teeth out and just use that for the movie if you want.
I don't think that would be relevant to the script at all.
I
like where your head's at. I like your devotion.
Yeah, enthusiasm's good.
Could be during one of the flashbacks. I'm just
We'll apply it somewhere else.
Like, we could use my bite mark though. Here we go.
Tell him about that.
You brought it up. Don't be embarrassed.
Well, I just don't want my friend to hear this, and then he could feel bad about it. I mean, we were totally cool.
He
now
should feel bad. He bit him.
Well, I was at we were at a party the other night, like 2 weeks ago, and we started roughhousing at first. But I was eating at the time, so he gets me in a headlock because I just beat my beer pong, and I was eating.
Natural thing.
Yeah, no.
You get beat at beer pong.
Understand.
Headlock.
So he gets me in a headlock, and I have like food midway in my throat. And I'm like, dude, let me go. I have a chip stuck in my throat. It was a chip too, so that makes it worse.
I failed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, turn that thing off, man.
Yeah.
Trying to tell a relevant story here.
And this has something to do with about something I'm gonna mention later, actually. So. Anyways,
okay, so I'm like, dude, let me go. I got a chip stuck in my throat. He starts dragging me over to the rest of the party people. And that's what my adrenaline...
That's common, I understand. Well, he's going through the paces
exactly,
of being a loser.
Of being, like, yeah, just trying to embarrass me. So my adrenaline shoots up. I turn around, grab him by the leg. I get him on the ground, but, and you know, while doing that, he still got me in the headlock, so I got on with him. And then I get out of it. I get him in the headlock. And then we're both facing upwards on the ground. And I got him in a headlock, and then crunch right on my down on my arm.
That was really weird trying to picture that upwards on the ground.
Yeah,
you know?
So we're both
looking
on our backs.
Up at the ground, looking up at the ceiling.
Yeah, we're both on our backs. Sorry,
yeah.
We're both on our backs. I had him in a headlock, so his mouth was actually facing my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't feel it at first, and then he starts biting down harder.
Probably because of the adrenaline.
Well, yeah, and then
so
I feel it
drinking.
I feel it, and I'm like, "Fuck this, man!" So I just popped him three times in his stomach. And then they just broke it up. We got off, squared off for a second, and then that was it.
Does he listen to the podcast?
I don't think so. So I don't think we have a problem here. But hopefully, word of mouth doesn't spread around, and he just gets back to it. I mean, we made up right afterwards.
Sorry, it's an interesting story. I mean, how often does someone get bit by a human?
We made up right afterwards. But 2 days later, I went and got a tetanus shot, and then I had to be on antibiotics, which wasn't fun because they were giant pills. So
suppositories.
No, the exact same
depositories. I mean, they did make my stomach hurt. So.
The exact same thing I said when I saw them. Was like, you're to put those up your butt, Sean. Yeah.
Butt pills. Don't lie to me.
It's one of those stories that just makes me grateful for the friends that I have that I know would never bite me. And I would never bite them.
Yeah. It's okay. I heard, because then my other friend was like, yeah, he said he had bruised ribs and he thought his nose was broken. So we both came out of there scuffed up. Whatever.
Well, there you go. Live and learn. Don't bite people and you won't get a half-broken nose.
There you go.
And almost broken ribs. I hit him pretty hard, though, too, so I felt kind of good about that.
He bit you. In your defense, he bit you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess it was justified.
Yeah, there you go. Backtracking a bit on the text I just got, it was from my buddy Josh. He's, and I believe, an assistant manager over at the Tracy Mall Vans.
I thought you were going to say assassin for a second, but go ahead.
No, assistant assassin. He's like, oh, here's your blades. they're doing this competition right now for some holiday thing. They had, like, less than a day to take a picture of the staff and do something holiday-ish. And because they got these bright green shirts that say Vans and Happy Holidays on it. And the winner of the competition gets to go out and have drinks and have a barbecue or something with Steve Van Doren.
I thought you were going to say Santa, but go ahead.
The founder of Vans. So.
Oh, sweet.
And apparently he's just, like, known for spending, like, shitloads of money on these things.
The Vans guys?
Yeah.
The Vans guy? Oh, okay.
The founder of Vans, okay. Yeah. Like, he goes all out for these little parties, you know? And so Josh came to me and he goes, hey, you know, I know you're good with Photoshop and everything like that. Can you help me out with this? And I was like, okay. And so he told me the idea of what they shot all the pictures for. And it was for a Brady Bunch parody.
Yeah, that's nice.
And we Googled Steve Van Doren, and we found this sweet barbecue picture of him.
Oh, that's nice. Why you have that picture.
And then I put a little face on the hot dog here.
Is that annoying orange?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And I figured it was fitting.
Very much so.
And so I said, when I was cutting him out, I was like, no, I'm keeping the barbecue. And so I kept the barbecue in there.
That's funny.
And,
the Vansy bunch, I like that.
Yeah, and this is Josh right here. And
I feel like I know some of these people, but I don't think I do. Probably. Which Vans store?
Tracy.
Okay. The Vans outlet or the
mall? Isn't it? No,
I think it might be the outlet. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's the outlet.
No, it's West Valley Mall.
Anymore.
It's West Valley Mall, yeah.
They have a Vans West Valley Mall?
Yeah.
You said the outlet's not there anymore?
The outlet's not, but it's in Manteca.
Yeah,
because I went there the other day.
It's right around,
it.
From my work, yeah. Right on the corner from my work.
Oh, everybody was talking at once, and I only caught a few of that. Yeah. But anyways, it's up on Facebook, and the person who gets the most votes or the most likes on the picture, they win.
Nice.
And
that was a good idea. I think this is a good picture.
Yeah, it's a lot more production value compared to the other people's.
Well, yeah, definitely.
I don't want to say anything bad for those who work at Vans and who are doing this and everything like that, but they only had a half a day to do it, and I don't sleep, so I just I worked on it for about 4 or 6 hours just because.
Nice. Well, and you also got the Vans creator in the picture too. He might enjoy
exactly,
that.
You know, and I got a little
that's
little
your profile
smiley face
photo
on there.
Nice.
And so I made a actually we just took the lead.
Really?
Yeah. I made a video on my YouTube channel telling my 1500 plus subscribers to go here, vote here and do all this stuff, leave a comment saying everything like that, and that's what they're doing.
Nice. Awesome. There you go.
And we have
perfect
68 votes right now, and this group right here was the closest one.
Oh wow.
And they're only at 63.
Oh, that's amateur hour right there.
And so this is what I'm talking about. Like, they just took, like, stuff that they can do, you know, in the store.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. So when I was scrubbing through them, I was like, well, this one's kind of Photoshop-y, and kind of aspect is all wrong, but, you know. And then, oh, we got some surfers here. And,
nice.
See, there's Steve Van Doren right there. See, they incorporated him.
Oh, yeah, but he's not as big in that one.
No.
See, they,
So you can see that mine kind of stands out.
Very much so.
Above the rest. And even though Facebook kind of destroyed the quality of the picture, I'm going to let that slide.
I'm going to say that yours is definitely going to win.
I'm excited. I seriously have to thank all my subscribers who are going out and doing that, because it went from like 20 votes and now it's at 68. So.
Nice. Well, you got two more now.
Oh. And anybody else who is listening,
go do
who
it.
Who isn't already a part of my subscriber base on YouTube, who's just a listener to the podcast, I'll put a link up on the website for it. So go do that.
Yes. Right
fun
now.
Stuff.
Right now. Pause it and go do it right now.
You can still listen to us as you vote. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's an audio thing. They don't have to watch the wave line.
Could we just put a video up of, I don't know, Could have just videotaped me the entire time, too. That would have been cool.
I could put a video camera up and just, like, record one person during the podcast all the time.
I wonder who he's talking to. Like, a real
super close-up on him.
Yeah. Just, like, of my mouth.
See the pores and everything.
So, yeah, that's exciting. And that was Josh actually asking where we were at, and he's still texting me.
Did you see what everyone else is at, though?
Huh?
Is there anyone else
even
close? I
went through a lot of the other ones, and that one was the closest one, the pyramid one.
Oh, really?
They had the most votes. Yeah, other ones have like 24, 8.
It's not even
17.
A good picture, though, like contrast wise.
Production wise, no. It's not, but I'm saying talent wise, to do a pyramid, that's kind of.
Kind of cool.
Give them props for that. That's pretty impressive.
I'll give out props for that, too. That's not the Tracy store, is it?
No. Each one
just
of those
company
is
wide.
Company wide.
Okay.
This is company wide.
So, you hear that, Dom? Company wide.
Nationally or internationally?
I would assume only nationally.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not gonna fly to Japan have a barbecue in Japan or anything.
Japan would kick our ass anyway.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they would.
His barbecue
would
sounds
great.
So good.
Right? They would have some sort of robot in there.
God damn it.
There's robots all over the place over there.
Just walking down the street, you know?
Do you think they program the robots to speak Japanese or English?
To speak it or to respond to actions spoken in that language?
Moving on.
Both.
Moving on.
Both.
It's a robot. You can program it to do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, I'm saying, like, if...
It only speaks binary, Sean.
10011. I wonder what I just said just now.
Do you know there's a website where you can type in regular text and have it converted to binary?
I was just about to tell him. It's like, I can go and find out what you said if you feel so inclined.
10011. It's all like...
Something
racist,
like,
watch.
Fucking 50 numbers, though.
My luck, it'll be something racist.
Yeah, you probably just offended
a lot of robots.
Yeah, a lot of robots, yeah. You offended everybody's computer that downloaded
this
podcast.
I get home, there's just a bunch of viruses on my computer. A
bunch of spam and shit.
Take that, motherfucker. Damn it.
011 us, huh?
011 you, man.
Bitch.
Take that, bitch.
Fuck. So... Yeah, it's exciting. It looks like that we're in the lead, and that's exciting for me.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
I'm actually equally as happy about that.
Are you?
Yeah, well, it was kind of quiet there for a second, so I thought I'd just throw it in.
Had to let it sink in.
Yeah. Had to break the silence barrier.
And as we were talking about it, we went up another rope.
Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise! By the way.
Seriously, so again, thank you to all the people who watched my video and went and voted for us. I
definitely need to start developing a bigger fan base, man. I'm jealous of you.
Yeah, me too.
Machinima really blew my fan base up. Like, I was at about 700 or so beforehand. And
is that what it's called, Machinima?
Machinima.
I always thought it was Machinima.
Machinima. You would have been a fool at the Christmas party.
Man.
Oh, man.
Tell
well,
me about
Machinima,
it.
Guys.
You look like an idiot.
Hey, Machinimas.
Yeah, no, it's pronounced Machinima.
I like your little Christmas tree you got going on here.
Yeah, I wanted to be festive, but I didn't want to be cumbersome.
See, I was going to put one in my room just like this, maybe a little bit smaller. But my room just has no room for it.
Yeah, I wanted to put it here, but then I didn't have a place to put my lamp. And I use this way more than these, because these are way too bright. It's actually be really good for filming, because they're just...
Oh, gosh. I won't even have to bring my lights over when we film.
That's what I'm saying.
But you only got two of them plugged in. Is that one just not working? What's up with the third one?
No, they all light up. They take a second.
Okay, well, then there's...
That one's not plugged in, because it's right here. And, like, when people walk into my room... Like, it blinds them.
Blinded by the light. Stay here.
You should auto-tune that.
There you go. So, that's what's going on in my lighting situation.
Nice.
Yeah, it looks good in here.
Yeah.
So I thought about something. It might be a little crass, but I was thinking on my when I show up on a podcast, I have, like, a reoccurring theme of bringing up a social issue. Yeah. And call it like Dom's social issue of the
we gotta come up with day some, or something. Some intro music. So all right, like people typing in the background, old school type.
I imagine like a Casio keyboard, like playing the one of the beats that right came with it.
It's a Yamaha.
It's a Yamaha, but
I'm sure it's got a beat on there that would work.
It's actually there's one default beat on there. It's the stock one. Hold on, let me bring my old mic.
Let's turn that on. Yeah, let's hear what that sounds like.
It's like straight from the 80s.
That's exactly what I'm going for.
Nice. That could be.
Yeah, and then there's like the intro.
Sounds like an old school Will Smith rap too.
Can you up the tempo of that?
I should be able to. It's hard to read upside down, I'll tell you that much.
You don't know how to read upside down?
There it is.
Did you not go to second grade?
Nope.
Oh.
Dominic's social issue.
Is that what it would be?
Hello, everybody. I'm Dominic, and here's my social issue. The thing I wanted to bring up, though, I believe the first time we talked, it was acid attacks. The second time was...
The follow-up on the acid attacks.
Was it just a follow-up? I think it was, yeah.
You acid may have attacks. Brought up something else.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard, yeah, the weird people splashing acid in people's faces. Yeah.
But it was actually them paying other people to do it to them so they can get popular.
Is that kind of just like a dumpforyou.com?
Was that? Oh, yeah, yeah. You heard of that site?
Dump.com?
Idumpforyou.com.
Oh, no.
You pay this guy, it's like $10 just for a standard breakup. And he'll call your, girlfriend or boyfriend and just break up with them for you. He has the videos online, too. They're funny, too. Some of them are sad, but most of them are pretty funny.
I would assume that most of them would be sad, seeing as how it's a very depressing thing.
Well,
but...
some guys, like, argue with him. He's like, man, fuck you, man. She's not breaking up with me. He's like, yeah, she really is.
She didn't say anything to me about it.
And he's just so real about it, too. It's like, yeah, no, she is.
I want you
sorry,
to witness
yeah.
this.
Oh.
Like.
Okay.
That was a vote.
I thought it was a video, but
sorry, that was a vote.
There
for
you go.
Man, I can't do that on my BlackBerry, can I?
You just been showed up.
I know. Well,
you been showed up, son.
I don't know about that.
You gotta like Vans first before you vote for the picture.
God damn, I can't do that on BlackBerry. Well, maybe I can. I'm just not gonna waste my time doing it right now.
There you go.
So basically, my social issue is people that attach leashes to their children.
You posted this on Facebook earlier.
I know, and now I'm going to talk about it in depth because I can't get it all out in one status. My status said I'm repulsed by the idea that people still put leashes on their children. They might as well put their kids' dinner in a dish and put it on the floor.
Okay, now I see where you're coming from, though, but it's an easy way to let them get around, though, without having to...
You know, and I was talking to my brother about this, and he said... You're going to have to accept the fact that people are going to do this because these people are unfit parents and they have crazy kids. And both of those things are going to exist in the world and there's no getting rid of them.
It's pretty much saying I'm a bad parent.
And it seems like it's a lot of laziness on their part.
It does seem like a cop-out, too, though. Like, they can't keep an eye on their goddamn children. Like, just, you got to leash them up to...
Like, if there is something, like, legitimately wrong with the kid where he, like, can't stand still, like, he's got ADD or something...
Leave his ass at home.
Every fucking kid has ADD.
Leave that fucking kid at home.
But there is a lot of calm kids, too. Like, I was never the kind of kid that needed a leash on him, because I was never the kind of kid that
would run away. I don't think we had leashes.
Neither was I.
But they were definitely accessible. We could have got a leash at one point. Yeah. But
my dad would put a choke chain on me.
I'm gonna use an invisible fence. That way people can't see it, but my kid will just go
like a little bug. Yeah.
Fall down on the ground until I pick him up.
What the fuck just happened to that kid?
So I don't know. It disturbs me. I understand why they're there, though. I'm not gonna, pass too much judgment on these people, but it is weird. I would never put a leash on my kid, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are like bungee cords too.
Yeah,
they let them run
stretchy.
For a little bit and then goes.
Yeah,
and then pulls them back.
But it just seems so like demoralizing. Like it's
it can't be good for your character. Like when you grow up, you know.
Hey, I was leashed. Just so you know,
I know it gives you a different mentality. You know, I think it's weird. But,
you don't want that to become, like, your comfortable zone, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's just, like, you don't feel comfortable going out and doing stuff unless you have some sort of, like, restraining type deal.
Yeah.
These are the kinds of people grow up to do S&M with the old leashes.
Maybe that's what they're doing. Like, it's just
S&M?
Early customers, you know? You got to keep that business going.
Bukkake?
No.
No, I don't think that has the...
S&M is where you tie up and leashes and straps and stuff.
There could be some S&M Bukkake going on.
There could be.
Voices and puberty.
I know. I don't know what's wrong with it today, man.
Take a sip of the old Pepsi.
It might be dry mouth.
You're stoned? His eyes are red.
I'm tired, man. I don't sleep. I'm like this guy. I don't sleep.
Some guy bit him, all right? Yeah. He can't sleep after that.
Exactly. He's gonna every come time I see a full moon.
Is the lichen,
every time I see a full moon now, man, I can't help it.
Oh. I feel much more comfortable with the night now.
I walked by your door. I said no werewolves. I was just like, fine. Fuck it. I'll stay out.
He said werewolves only, and it's spelt wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. It's the singular version of wolf.
It's like, where are the wolves?
Werewolf.
Okay.
Yeah. I would only assume, seeing as how it's a...
Who wrote that?
My little sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you had any siblings.
Little sister, older brother.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How old's your brother?
25?
Does 24. He live here?
24, yeah.
Oh, your middle child, huh?
Yeah, I'm a middle child.
We connect to them. We know how it is to be middle children.
Overlooked.
Nice. Yep, overlooked. Spoiled little youngster over here didn't ever got overlooked.
So it wasn't even like that.
I bet it was. It
wasn't even like that.
Not only was he the youngest, but he was the youngest in that family, too.
Is that good about me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I'm not spoiled, though. I was never raised spoiled. Like, none of us were. Like, we were a middle-class family. I mean, it's not like we had millions of valuable things and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
True.
But, yeah, I never really felt like the youngest, though, but...
I'm only saying that just to give you a hard time. I know you weren't spoiled.
Yeah. But, yeah, I am. I am the youngest. Hmm. And my mom always introduces me that way to her friends. This is my youngest, you know.
This is my baby. And
I'm 24.
No big deal.
But, yeah.
I was trying to think of how my mom introduces me to people that don't know me. My parents... I think she just says, this is my son.
It's the best way to go.
Yeah, my parents used to introduce me to people, and they're like, this is Sean. He's our best son.
Oh, wow.
They really did say that sometimes. I'm like, all right.
I hope they didn't introduce your brother as, this is our best son.
this is our first runner-up.
No. But just sometimes I did like overhear them talking to their friends, and they're like, yeah, Sean's like, he's the best behaved out of all of our kids.
I was that way, too. I was always the best behaved out of our clan.
Me, too.
Oh, man, we're all connecting on levels now.
Dang, yeah, but you're still the youngest, so.
I know, but we're still connecting.
You guys are still older than me, though.
True. No, but you're only...
I'm 22.
You're 22.
I'm 22 as well.
I'm the old one.
When was your birthday, Dwight?
March.
He's older than me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm at the beginning of the year.
And July 6th.
There you go. That's 4 days before Sam's.
Oh.
Can you do math?
Sweet.
No, I can't. I did. Is there any way to, like, get people on your podcast from another city?
Yeah, I've done Skype once. The last one did, and it actually came out like shit because I was tired and didn't edit it well. Yeah, but I've had successful ones. Yeah. Why do you ask?
I was just wondering because, you know, Sam is a pretty good podcast guest.
Yeah, he was a veteran when he was still living here. He was on a lot of them. And he says that he doesn't mind coming on another one, you know, through Skype or whatever. But maybe he needs to get a better mic.
Yeah.
I gave Nick one to give to him when they got back to the house, but he never... I don't think he ever gave it to him.
Are you going to have, like, a reunion podcast for when people come down for, like, Christmas?
Every time anybody's down, I try to do a podcast during that day, but, you know, a lot of them are just like, you know, I got a long drive ahead, and I can't do an hour or hour and a half.
You only have the three mics? You have more.
I have five.
People can
and
share.
I gave one away.
That'd
but
be
this
cool.
This mic right here is the one I use for all my commentaries and all my stuff like that, and it has a 360.
Well, it looks badass. That's why
it's expensive.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, and so it is possible to get more people on here. I've had five people on here before.
Sick.
So,
Dominic, do you want to share a mic right now?
You want to switch mics?
I wanted to in the beginning. You didn't
I know,
like that
I'm
idea.
Sorry. I'm really attached to this one now.
All right, well, whatever.
Yeah. One of them, the cap kept falling off, and I super glued it on.
Probably Dominic's. I don't want that one anymore.
It was funny, though, because that episode, Vanessa had to use it, and I was laughing beforehand because I thought that she was, you know, holding up to your face the whole time, smelling super glue.
Probably getting high off of it.
Yeah, end of the episode would be a little loopy, but
getting a little high.
She held it.
Sniffing glue.
She did good. So that was good. So, are you guys doing anything special for Christmas?
Not really. Just my normal family thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just, yeah, wake up on Christmas morning. Maybe I'll have a present this year. I don't know. Last year, my parents got me tinting for my windows, so that was pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was my new car, too, so it worked out perfect.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I actually have a tradition that's been going since before I was born. My family always went to church at night on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, we went to Jack in the Box, because, like, we just did it the one time, and then ended up doing the second time. And then at that point, it's like, if we're going to keep this being a tradition, we're going to have to do it every time. So we did, like, our whole lives. And since then, you know, my brother, one of my brothers lives in another state, and mm-hmm. my other brother usually works on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, because he just doesn't celebrate it. And it's, like, more money when you work those days.
Right, yeah, you get double time.
Yeah, exactly.
Or time and a half.
So it's usually just me and my mom now, but we try to keep that tradition going and go to Jack in the Box and then exchange presents. And then on Christmas Eve at midnight, me and a bunch of my friends always get together at Denny's, which has been like 4 years, maybe five going now. So we got to keep that a tradition too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. And then Christmas Day in the Bay Area with all the fam.
Where at in the Bay Area? Fremont?
Belmont.
Belmont.
It's right by Redwood City and like 30 minutes away. No, like 20 minutes away from San Francisco.
Didn't you go there for Thanksgiving too?
Actually, for Thanksgiving, I went to Antioch, which was over by, I don't really know where it's by Brentwood, I guess.
I was going to say, it sounds more like a down south name.
It's not, though. It's pretty close to Tracy, actually. It's only like 30 minutes away.
You sure it's not up by Washington?
Nah.
I mean, Oregon.
Yeah, it's right by Spokane. Spokane.
Smoking
and can. Spokane.
I think you guys' geology's off a little bit here.
What are you doing for Christmas,
geology?
Dwight? Yeah, it's geography.
Geography.
Oh, geology. We're studying rocks.
Yeah.
Like geology.
Rocks.
Like geology better, though.
All right. Christmas, we had a tradition when I was a kid where we'd go visit one side of the family on Christmas Eve and go see the other side on Christmas Day, and then we'd swap the next year.
Right.
And that kind of fell through about 5 years back or so. So now, I don't know, we just kind of wing it.
Like, that's cool.
Probably going to spend time with my dad's side of the family this year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a tradition. We always went to my grandma's house and did this white elephant. I don't know if you guys...
Yeah.
White elephant gift exchange.
Secret Santa.
Yeah, we did that for a long time. It's not going to happen this year, though, I think. It's my grandma's.
What did Michael Scott
around.
Call it?
Yankee swap.
Yankee swap. That was it.
Yankee swap.
Jim Halpert called it Nasty Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Pam mentioned it. Yeah, in my family call that White Elephant or something like that.
Isn't Michael's not going to be on the show next season, isn't he?
This is his last one. We talked about that last podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to continue to watch it.
I know. I think a lot of people are not going to watch
it. I don't like
anymore.
The skinny guy that's dating the secretary.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I don't like him either.
I don't find him funny.
Yeah. I don't like him, though. He's way too weird.
He's bland. And then he dressed as Lady Gaga for the Halloween, and that's what switched me off.
That was pretty weird. Especially his dance that he did. That's what ruined it.
Yeah. And
I definitely won't watch it without Steve Carell, though. I'll try. And depending on
who they get.
I'd
really like to watch it just because I like John Krasinski. And
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, well, John Krasinski will still be on it, and so Ed Helms and Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson. I was thinking, Rainn something.
But
that's what I think they should do, is just make him the new boss.
Jim?
Dwight.
Oh, that would be downhill.
Really?
Yeah, it would go downhill. I think so, too.
It would be a different show altogether.
Yeah,
you'd
he would fire everybody.
Yeah, Dwight's been trying to get there for a while.
Yeah, and he's been trying to get everybody fired forever.
I don't know, though. He's the only character that I'm like... legitimately interested in.
He's one of the funniest characters, that's why.
Uh-huh.
But he definitely has a different sense of humor. Like, if you don't like Dwight, then you probably wouldn't like a show with
Dwight. A lot of Dwight's humor comes from Jim, also.
Yeah.
I was getting pissed at the last episode, because Dwight was just, like, winning, you know? Yeah. And Jim was just kind of taking it, and like, there's certain points of that show where like I try to let it go, but then I'm like, does no one notice like his shirt's fucking bloody as shit, and like, he has like a broken nose now, and like, how does not anybody understand this, you know?
Yeah, you always want Jim to win.
Yeah, you want him to win, but I like to see him fail too. But it's just, it seems that's all they're doing now. Like, it seems like they're just trying to get, like, pity stuff out of him. Like, oh, he lost again. You know, or he loses this. And then he gets, like, one little victory, and Pam smiles a little bit, and the episode's over.
It's weird.
She described it perfectly.
Yeah.
Did you watch Lost?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't watch it until it was all the way over, though.
Oh, I see.
I didn't watch any of it until, like, 6 months after it was over. And then it came on Netflix for streaming.
Did it really?
Yeah, and then I watched season one, and then I watched season two, and then it just kind of caught on, and I watched all the seasons.
Yeah, it always happens,
yeah.
And then I watched season six completely with my friend Vanessa, because she was into it as well. And at the time, it wasn't streaming on Netflix, so we would rent the DVDs and we would watch it. And then we got pissed because we didn't want to wait. You know, when you get it, it's just like, I want to see what the fuck happens, damn it. You know, exactly. The season's over. I want to see.
Well, try waiting a week for it. That's why we
exactly. You know, I couldn't imagine how bad it was for people it's, who actually
no,
watched
it really,
it
did
through.
Suck, actually, to watch that last season on TV.
Yeah.
But
I watched it, and it was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen, and I completely understand why people are so obsessed with it now.
Yeah.
It is a great show.
I have all the seasons, and I love that show. I still don't quite understand the ending, though.
Yeah, I knew they were going to end it some way like that, but the way I thought of it was just the fact that it's purgatory, you know?
That's what it is.
And then you wait to ascend, you know, wherever you're going to go. Exactly. Obviously, they probably went to heaven, but...
Heaven's probably the island, so they probably went to, like, a heaven island.
I don't know, that's just what I think of. I don't think they would love
Some people
islands.
Do.
Some people do.
People do, but not everybody.
Yeah. Like Locke would probably want to go to heaven. Island heaven.
Yeah. what's his face?
Hurley?
No, skinny guy that was the boss for a while, and then...
Ben?
Jack.
Ben.
Oh, Ben?
Ben Benjamin. Likes that island a lot, too.
Yeah, Jack well, loved he grew Jack. Up on it and everything like that. Yeah. And he didn't go into the church, didn't he? Benjamin?
No, he didn't.
See? Yeah,
I think he wanted to stay back for Alexander, so...
So, the thing with purgatory is that you don't leave until everybody that you spend the greatest moments of your life are ready as well.
Yeah.
And once that's done...
Is that really?
Yep.
That's what I thought, too. I knew it was purgatory, but I didn't know that was those...
And I actually think that what we saw was only Jack's ending.
Yeah.
Everybody else had, like, their own set where they were doing stuff, but when Jack came, that's when it finally went. And that's, you know, his purgatory was waiting for all those people.
That makes sense, yeah.
Wait around until he's ready to go.
Yeah.
And then they ascend.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and everybody else would have their own things as well. You know, everybody else, like, I don't know, Hurley might not have Jack in his, you know, thing. Mm. That's the way I took it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was cool. The only thing I didn't really understand is that, like, The black smoke monster, he never figured out his name, which is whatever.
Well, apparently it's Samuel.
They said it.
They did?
Well, it's like, you know, they said it after the fact, and they're like, okay, listen, his name was Samuel.
It doesn't really make sense why they come up with that name.
It's like non-canon, you know?
Okay, all right. Well, anyways, they're obviously the polar opposites, you know? What was the good guy's name?
Jacob.
Jacob was, you know, the good, and... Samuel was big bad Samuel here, but Samuel gets all the cool shit. He gets to turn into smoke, and he sounds like a fucking roller coaster around. You know,
there was a theory.
And Jacob didn't get shit.
Yeah, there was a theory that like the whole time there might have been a second smoke monster that was maybe white smoke.
Exactly. Yeah,
because like the one time that the smoke monster like ascended onto Locke.
Yeah.
You never see it, so it might have been a white smoke, because he said that he saw a light.
A bright light, yeah, and you could tell, like, at that point, too, his face gets lighted a little bit brighter. I'm just going to stop talking.
No.
anyways.
Yeah. So that's what I really disliked about the show when it was all over, and I finally could, like, you know, ingest everything.
Exactly.
Was that there's so many things left unanswered, and they bring up so many questions... and not enough answers.
So
it just started to bug me after a while.
So you didn't watch it on TV, right?
Watching that TV.
So like, well, it was airing though.
Watch it
so
on
like
his,
every
though.
Every week they were like, answers, I mean, questions will be answered, and nothing was ever answered.
Oh, God,
I think
no,
it was saying
no.
that questions from the next, from the last episode were going to be answered in the next one. That's what they think they meant, but us, the viewers...
Insignificant answers.
Exactly. Yeah, us, yeah, the viewers, took it as, like, answers that we've been asking.
That's
for
how they draw
time.
You in, you know, like, well, they're going to answer questions, I have to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole show.
Yeah, because I actually watched the first season, like, I powered through it, because I told myself, I was like, I have nothing to watch, I need something to kind of kill time between stuff. I hear Lost is great, it's over now, so I'll get around to watching it. Yeah. So I watched the first season on Hulu, because they have like 4 or 5 seasons of it as well.
Must have been terrible quality, though.
Yeah, it wasn't that great, no. But it was just something that I had, you know, in the background while I had worked on stuff. And
you could have just watched it on ABC.com.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah,
but, and plus I don't really like those. They're kludgy, and like you have to fucking go through 7 different portals to get to the
yeah.
episodes.
I hate doing that.
Anyways, when I found out it was on Netflix, it was a lot better. No ads.
Oh,
nothing,
yeah.
You know?
Netflix is the best way to do it.
Anyways, I watched the first season, and it didn't really intrigue me. I was just like, well, that was cool. And then I didn't watch the second season for like 2 months.
Oh, shit.
And then I got around to it, and I was just like, okay, well, I'll watch the second season. And then at the end of the second season, I was just like, okay, I need to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
I hated the third season, but loved 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yeah, there's certain seasons, you know, I can relate to
that's
that.
That's with every show, though.
That, you know? I really liked, and other ones. Yeah, because me and my friend were talking about it, because I'm going to name drop him again, John. He was one of the few that watched Lost, like, the whole way through. Like, we all watched it together, you know, and you were there for
well,
a bunch of them.
I was there for a couple of them.
And he was saying how, you know, if you really notice, a really good show only really lasts for like a good 5 or 6 seasons.
And that
and
then sucks,
you,
though.
You
too.
Have to stop, or you have to go somewhere completely different.
Well, and with Lost,
that's how
they really...
I feel about The Office now. Like, it's on the 7th season. Like, it's time to end.
It is.
I think it should just end with Steve Carell.
It should have ended
honest.
At the 6. Honestly, yeah. The 7th season is great and all, but it's just like
they're juicing it for all it's worth.
No, I noticed that. Like, I love The Office, but I didn't watch it for a couple seasons, and then I heard that they were getting to a new season. I'm like, another season, really?
Especially since he's going to be gone. Like, I think that's the best way to end it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, look at you're the best character on that show is leaving. Just end on a good note.
Yeah.
Just end gracefully.
I think they should just shut down the company and have that be the end of the show.
There's so many different ways
depressing.
You can end it, though.
That would be way too depressing.
Most shows are like that, though, when they end.
Yeah, but this isn't, you know, a sad show. It's a comedy, you know?
That's true.
So, I think the way they're going to end it is that... I thought they were going to end it when Michael quit. Like, that was going to be the end. You know? I was like,
yeah.
Oh, this is where it ends. And then they announced, like, oh, no, Michael's going to be on for one more season. That's it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, and then I'm trying to figure it out. And I think it has to do something with Holly.
Oh, yeah,
HR.
I think so,
he's
going
to move back with her to the other place.
They're going
to
have a happy ending, maybe?
Yeah, and then they're going to go off and do their whole little shit. And then Jim's going to get, like, an offer from some other place and... Him and Pam are going to have a happy life, and Dwight's going
to yeah,
own, like,
that, that'd be the best way to go. You know? You don't want to have an unhappy, and especially for Steve Carell, because he's going to have to go out on a good note. You don't want him to go out on a bad note.
Definitely
not really.
Yeah.
And, you know,
especially
he really
with all
is
the
a,
shit he got for fucking 6 years now. You know?
He's a good guy, though. Like, you know, the first
good intentions.
Season, the first season, he was terrible. Like, it
was really?
So awkward.
I've
well,
never
they
seen
were
the
all,
first season.
Everybody kind of was a little weird, because everybody was learning their character still.
Yeah, but it was extremely awkward. And now it's kind of the point where, like, people really do like Michael, but they still understand that he's freaking awkward, like, socially retarded, like...
It's just every time,
socially
every time,
retarded is, should be his, like, subtext of his character. Michael Scott.
Every
Scott
time
is socially
you
but
you
he
see
does
him
mean well, and he is a loyal guy when it really comes down to it.
Yeah,
like,
he
would give his left leg for most of those people in the office, because he always says, like, this is the family I never had, you know?
Exactly.
And they really do go into his backstory a lot, saying, like, you know, my mom remarried, and I didn't like my stepdad, and he never had a real dad, and it's really, there's a lot more to him than people would just assume, just watching like a single episode.
They probably say those things so that you can actually make sense of his character.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you could feel for him, you know, like, I do feel bad for Michael. I think he's, like, a lonely person, but he definitely means well, and if he does have that ending where he finally gets the girl of his dreams, then it'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, that'd be
and
really
and Holly
good.
And him are perfect together.
They
if
really
you,
are.
If you watch the last Christmas episode, like, they pretty much show how when they interact with each other and Jim has to stop them because they're like, they just keep going.
Yeah, they don't know how to stop.
They complete each other.
Mm-hmm. Holly's much more stable than Michael, so that would be a good pairing.
Yeah, she might change him, you know, for the better.
Yeah.
So one thing I haven't heard yet is Superheroes, Dom. Said you're going to talk about them.
What?
Yeah, what?
You brought it up.
Like an atomic
you brought it up
bomb.
Before. Well, you know, I brought you up in the first podcast I was in.
I know,
we
I heard,
talked about Iron Man versus
I heard it was
Batman.
Like an hour in. I listened to the entire thing just waiting for my name.
Are you for Iron Man, I'm assuming?
Yeah, well, okay. So when we did live together, I mean, when I got into comic books, Iron Man was my favorite superhero. I guess he still is. Mm-hmm. I'm just not like into comic books as much as I was back then, though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Iron Man would be my favorite still, if you had to ask.
And mine's still Batman.
Well, there you go.
We've had debates
about
it.
I didn't think
that
would have changed.
No, it's
podcast,
not going to.
Yeah.
I was actually
it should though,
kind of cool because we have our home videos
after
on DVD.
Watching that lightsaber bat. After seeing that lightsaber Batman photo, I think you should change your.
That's awesome.
Seriously, think about changing your superhero.
Lightsaber Batman. Huh?
Batman has a
battling Darth Vader.
There's two lightsaber ones with Batman where it's art. It's Darth Vader and Batman fighting each other, and Batman has his own signature lightsaber.
Of course.
Like okay, I'll give him that. That's pretty badass.
And then there's another one where he's underwater and he's about to plunge a lightsaber into a shark. So
pretty epic. Why was he killing
fucking
a shark?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Why wasn't he? You know,
that's Batman's version of fishing.
You know, that's actually common in Batman lore. If I can explain something to you. You know the original Batman
Boring.
Movie with Adam West?
Yeah.
Like the cheesy Batman?
Yeah.
There's one scene where he's like underwater and Robin flies the Batcopter to pick him up and he lets the ladder down. And Batman gets on the ladder and the shark gets on his leg. And it just is like biting his leg. Like you can find it on YouTube. Like it's pretty popular.
So is this picture going him going back and finding that shark and just killing the
shark? Yeah, that's what I assumed. Yeah.
Fuck you, right. Motherfucker.
I'm
bite
get
me
a
now.
Lightsaber and I'm going to fuck you up.
Fuck you, ass.
No,
I don't
actually,
even know what a lightsaber is.
No, he blew up the shark. So he might have fought his family or something.
Yeah, he went back to kill it. Like
but he put
son.
A bat bomb on the shark, and the shark fell, and it blew up. And
that shark had kids? What the fuck?
Actually, the Batman movie that came from is now streaming on Netflix, coincidentally. I was about to watch it the other day.
Well, there you go.
But, yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
Would have been a waste of your time.
You know what we need to do is get Robert and Baguetta on here, because you and Baguetta are diehard Batman fans.
And then
Robert's
for Iron Man.
Fucking... He's... 1,000 times more of a fan of Iron Man than you are.
Yes.
I just want to see how that would
if you
unfold.
Had like a 20-minute or 30-minute podcast strictly devoted to that
superhero debate.
I'd be so happy.
No, that would win. That would be a whole hour and a half.
Iron Man
go
would
for
win.
Days.
Yeah. I could go, yeah, no, me
and
too.
They could
I'll
too.
Bring my books too.
Well,
I'll bring my books
let down. Robert and Baguetta know it's going to happen.
We should do that.
I will bring my books, Dominic. You're going to go down.
I got more books on Batman than you have on Iron Man.
Fuck you.
My books are more meaningful.
Exactly. Mine has more information
I
in
actually
it.
Have that book that shows, like, explains all the things about Batman that, like, a lot of people didn't know. Like, it analyzes his gadget belt and mm-hmm. says what each thing does, and it examines the Batcave and, like, shows everything that's supposed to be in there, and, you know, it shows the interior of the Batmobile, and it goes really in-depth into all that stuff, but it's pretty cool.
I think I have a book on Star Wars that does that.
Oh, that's sick.
That shows,
that
like,
is pretty
inside
sick.
Of, like, the X-Wing and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to see
the
that.
The Death Star.
They need to make a book about on Lost like that. I would buy that book.
The collector's thing of the seasons?
The giant thing, yeah. We have that at work. I can't buy it. It's so expensive.
It's like $200. But apparently there's just an insane amount of extras in there.
I want that, yeah. Insane. They said that there's like 2 hours of extras. Just like...
Yeah.
No, it was like six or eight.
There's parts of it where, like, I was listening to another podcast, and this guy was talking about how he got it, and he, apparently there's, like, a little, like, a box or something in there, and when you open it up, it's, like, a picture of the island, like, mm-hmm. a map of the island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that.
And he says, it's like, yeah, you know, I was looking at it, and it looked a little awkward, and I ended up, like, twisting it, and it comes apart. And, like, there's secret shit inside of there. And
well, I think
like,
it's the game board, too.
And inside of, you know, the Ankh from it?
The wooden
cross type deal.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
one of those in there as well, and it's just like a little toy. And he goes, "What the fuck is this?" And he ends up like fucking everything.
Does it break apart?
Yeah, it's that's just sick. It's so much shit that's like awesome. Extra inside of there just for like the loyal fans.
Fuck, I want that so bad.
Yeah,
we have tons Christmas of them. We have tons of them at work too.
Don't you get like a crazy discount over there?
I can probably get that for maybe I don't know $179, maybe $20 off.
Let me
your
Amazon
discount?
It real quick.
It's
I'll see if
what Best Buy pays for it. Plus 5%. So if Best Buy pays like 90 cents for something, add 5% onto that 90 cents, and that's how much I get it for.
It's not much at all.
You guys get tons of discounts. Yeah, you get a huge discount on Rocketfish stuff.
Yeah, we do. Rocketfish, Insignia, Dynex. Get big discounts on those.
Do you guys sell mini DV tapes?
Yeah.
I might have you.
Yeah, I got some mini DV tapes.
Those are expensive, man.
$140 Amazon.
$140 for the entire thing?
$140
Is that new?
Yeah.
Or is it someone's used piece of shit that I want?
Save a dollar every day, you can get it in the middle of next year.
Hey, dumb. Mind your own business.
Yeah, $140 new.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's 90% off.
That's the entire series?
No, you save $90. It's 39%.
Oh, dang. Yeah, so that's the entire series,
free,
yeah.
Free shipping,
oh, yeah, that's a very good deal, I would say. Seven seasons?
A hell of a good deal.
Six.
See, is there six?
Only six seasons. Okay. You know more about the show than I do.
No, you know what? I was really disappointed when it ended. I didn't like the ending. I'm still not really into it, but I'm...
I was disappointed, and to be honest with you, there's tons of stuff in there. Oh, man, like, it looks so great. I want it so bad.
I got a boner.
No, you don't.
Boner.
Just kidding, everyone. I don't. I don't want to fool you.
In contrast, the Seinfeld complete series still goes for $194.
Jeez.
How many seasons of Seinfeld is there?
At least, like, 2,000.
2,000 seasons? I think you're thinking of South Park at this point.
That would be Simpsons. Simpsons is 22 now, I think.
Or Survivor.
Oh, man, I thought it was a lot bigger than that.
Survivor is on, like, 22 seasons now.
No. Survivor's, like,
Survivor's, 10. Like, 7 or... Eight or nine.
They have 22 seasons, dude.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Dude, that's not possible.
They go, like, twice a year?
They do it twice a year, yes.
It still hasn't even been on for 11 years, though.
No, for 10 years. They just said it last night. They have 22. They're going into their 22nd season.
I'll believe you. Until proven wrong.
Go ahead. Search it.
Yeah, they started in 2000.
2000.
Season 21.
Told you, bitch.
Well, didn't you say 22?
They're going into season 22
okay,
now.
Okay, well...
It's just a lose-lose situation.
No, Dom just likes to take any opportunity he can get to prove me wrong. But most of the time I'm right, so.
Survivor is one of those types of shows that I can't believe it's going as far as it is.
Well, and
just
that's,
like Big Brother.
Yeah, well, and that's why they're also, none of this next season, they're changing the game, too. They really are. Yeah. They're doing this thing now called Redemption.
Ultra Survivor.
Yeah, they're doing this thing now called Redemption Island, where if you get voted off, you go to this Redemption Island, so you're still in the show. And then you just wait for the next person who gets voted off to come over there too, and you battle against them to get back onto the show. Then whoever loses goes home.
Like a battle to the death?
Yeah. Okay, that kind of thing.
Do they get, what are they called? Like, Baklava or something?
Barack Obama? What?
No, Barack Obama's?
Baklava?
Yeah, they get at least three Baracks.
The thing from Star Trek, the blade thing.
Yeah, search it. Let's see what these look like. So I wanna...
That's Facebook, not Google.
Are you talking about the weapons that Kirk and Spock use to fight each other? Or are we talking about something completely different?
Oh, shit.
This weird motherfucker has...
That's giant.
Yeah. I love how there's a pilot holding it.
Haven't you heard of Skylaw? This is how they enforce it.
Dude, that's nuts.
What is it called?
I need to get one of those, so if anyone ever breaks into my house, I'll just...
Yeah, people get them, and they come with, like, a little mount that people keep above their fireplace.
It's not very smart, though, because that falls, and you're below the fireplace for some reason. Maybe putting wood in.
Just hanging out of the fireplace, you know?
Just putting wood in, maybe.
Oh, God.
Ouch!
Those are my hands.
God damn it, it cut my hand off.
It was a good idea on paper, bad execution. What it's called. Some Klingon blade.
Hmm.
You guys can banter.
Banter? Wait, what?
I was trying to think of something funny. Dang it.
I just said something funny. You didn't catch it.
I can tell you a joke.
What? Go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Is there?
Not Heath Ledger because he's dead.
Oh, too soon, man. That's way too soon.
Never too soon. I think that's too soon. I'm an advocate of dead celebrity jokes if they're done tastefully.
Go ahead and do Patrick Swayze then.
That is the epitome
of Patrick Swayze, I think there's a good one. Did you know that Ghost was based on a true story? Something like that, you know? That's definitely not one of the better ones.
Okay, what's the guy's name from... Okay, Michael Fox. Go ahead, do Michael Fox.
Who?
He's not dead.
Michael Are you thinking Fox about Michael J. Yet? Fox?
Michael J. Fox, yeah.
He's not dead.
No, he's just all shaky.
And he's actually getting better.
Yeah, he is.
And there's going to be a cure.
I'm telling you to do one.
10 years.
He's eating babies?
There's a... What's it called?
I think he's dead.
Stem cell. Yeah, he's sucking stem cells out of it.
So he's a zombie?
No, he's more just like a...
I could have sworn he died.
No, man, he's alive and kicking.
I think that might be his stunt
double. He just showed up on the Spike TV freaking video game awards or
whatever
it was.
Okay, Dominic, you know, there are people that look like other people.
Yeah, but that was definitely him.
I've been told I look like Tom Cruise.
You know they're making a Back to the Future video game?
They're making another movie,
I guess.
That's
all sick.
Well, I've heard about the movie for a while. It's kind of like they've been trying, but it doesn't really work out. No. But the video game looks pretty cool.
What's it for?
For
Super
what system?
Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it going to be for Wii? God damn it. They get all the
I think
games.
It's for all systems. I don't know how that works. You guys
It'd be
really
sick
expert.
If you could ride the board.
If it's a movie game, it's going to be for all systems.
It's supposed to take True. Place like right after Part 3, because all the movies really take place back-to-back, and since time travel is involved,
back,
that can
back
work.
Back to the future?
Yeah. But basically, you know,
Catchy.
He comes back in time. He's like, listen, I need your help again. Something's wrong in the future and the past. But, yeah, it looks cool. And Christopher Lloyd's doing the voice, but Michael J. Fox can't for whatever reason. But
it's because he's dead. I'm telling you.
They got a guy to do his voice for him, and I guess he's, like, one of the best Michael J. Fox impersonators. But it's pretty cool. I like the idea of video games of, like, classic movies. So, like, that makes me involved in some capacity because normally I'm not into video games. Mm-hmm. It gives me something to look forward
Still
to.
Still alive.
Is that what
IMDb has?
Are you thinking of Matthew Fox?
Because he died. Fox is not dead.
He died.
Matthew Fox will never
die. I saw him die.
We saw him die on Lost.
The plane flew above him. He was dead. And then he went to purgatory. Just for a little bit, though.
They just haven't put his death date on there yet. That's why you can't find it.
Yeah, because that wouldn't be important.
I think they forgot
that
about
would be,
it.
That would be on there within
you
a matter
on.
Of minutes.
They probably forgot about it. When did he die? Let's just not put it in. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. We just cut that whole section of the podcast out.
Leslie Nielsen just died. That's pretty sad.
I know. That is sad.
That was a good one.
Is it still going? Oh, okay. It's starting.
Yeah.
Another page.
Yep. There you go, if that makes you feel better.
You like how Dom has the most wavelengths in there?
No.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Sorry, guys. I'll shut up.
He just loves the sound of his own voice. That's all it is.
It might be.
What's up, Dom?
I was
future
thinking
Dom. Make a Back to the Future episode right now.
Yeah, there
Talk
you go.
Talk to your future self when you listen to it.
Hello, Dominic. Any other issues that anybody has?
Unless it's within 3 minutes, I don't know.
We don't have to cut out exactly an hour 30.
Yeah, we can go as long as we need to.
I can go on forever.
Bring up something.
Yeah. Quit being the wet sponge of the group.
Not illegal immigration.
Wait.
So legal immigration.
That isn't an issue. You want to legalize immigration?
No. I want to talk about legal immigration.
I'm confused.
That's just moving.
Continue.
There's really not much to it, Dominic. I'm just saying that just to say it.
Okay, so you want to talk about legal immigration? Or illegal. I don't know what you're saying.
Legal.
Was there such thing as legal immigration?
Yeah, it's going over the border and then being able to come back. It's legal.
Oh, like if you get like a pass or
don't
whatever?
Don't jump the border, basically.
Well, actually, my brother dated a girl that was from Mexico and she had a pass, but she had to renew it. She like actually had to go back to Mexico like once every 3 months. But then she's fine.
Probably because she didn't get her citizenship.
No, she didn't.
She had a green card.
Yeah, she did.
So if I go over there...
You don't need a passport. We don't need passports to go to Mexico.
Why?
Just don't.
Okay, so...
As Mexico, I think, is the only one that you can go to without a passport.
Okay, what about Canada?
Yeah, probably Canada.
Canada's basically America.
Okay, what
Canada
if I...
Canada's just like, whatever.
What if I swim...
You want to come over here, eh?
What if I swim, right? Swim up on a beach in London? You think they... I mean, in England. You think
they don't have beaches in London or England. It's just foggy and always wet there.
Just big old walls just covering... Oh, fuck, am I going to get up
this? Houses right on the edge. That's where it is.
That's a bad idea for earthquakes. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well. That's...
So your question is, if you washed up to shore on the London, would you be a legal immigrant?
How would they know that I'm?
They would look up your American information.
Accent? You look American.
They would probably
there's an American look.
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I could tell if someone was European.
Yeah.
I don't know, because there was this Australian guy in Best Buy the other day, and I didn't know he was Australian until he actually spoke. And then I still had my doubts until I heard him speak again.
I don't know. So I think sometimes it's easy to tell, and sometimes it's not.
Skin color.
Yeah.
I'm saying, well, what we're saying is that if you washed up...
If I washed up...
This guy, the Australian guy, is probably here for a while now. He's adapted.
Probably is. He's probably got an Americanized accent now, too.
Yeah. I have an Australian buddy that I do some video work with, and they call candy lollies.
Lollies?
Lollies. It's disturbing.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah. And,
so Dota eats.
He has a few other words, though. I forgot what it was. I don't know, but I always warn him before he goes out of the house to not get killed by kangaroos. And apparently he's never even seen a kangaroo.
What?
Apparently they're not as common as we would think.
Yeah.
America just overplays
they're
it.
They're not just like rolling around
there's
everywhere.
Kangaroos
like
everywhere. Yeah, you go over there. It's
only
like,
in zoos.
Who the fuck's a kangaroo? Yeah.
That makes sense.
And he's never even he's never seen a dingo either. So
hit the
dingoes are actually beautiful animals. I don't know if you've ever seen one. They don't look like how you'd think.
But do they
like
eat,
dingoes
do they,
look like dogs, but
do
like
they
way
eat
cooler.
Babies?
They might.
No. Dingo ate my baby. That's what they say.
They are adorable as puppies.
Actually, babies eat dingoes.
Oh, there you go. There's not a nice one.
Here, bring that over. I can't even...
Okay, alright. There you go.
Oh, wow.
That looks very nice.
Pretty cool, actually.
Evil look and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
I like them, though. I think they look cool.
They're like a mixture of a fox and a dog.
Fox dog.
Yeah. Aw, dingo puppies are cute.
There you go. Now you know how to chop them up and eat them.
Actually, there was an even better picture right there. One hanging by his legs. Go down. Hmm? Right. Down, right down, 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 down. Right. Over,
nope,
over. The one hanging by its legs.
Oh, there you go.
Aww. Yeah,
they probably killed it.
Nah, he's just sleeping. Like sloth. There you go. Dingo.
We come up on the dingoes in their natural sleeping habitat.
Yeah, they probably got some instincts, though, that you don't want to keep them around. When
I'm sure they're not domesticated.
Yeah, look at this one. He's trying to eat this boy's face. Or girl. I don't know. That's a girl.
I think it's just yawning.
Man, I'm bored playing this piano all day.
Man.
Play something better!
This guy's showing his gun to him.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Shot the dingoes?
You were the one who wanted to look at the one hanging upside down.
I just wanted to see if it was bleeding, that's all.
The hell's one for? Anyway, let's stop looking at dingo pictures. I want to keep I want to keep it at puppies, and they were cute.
Puppies,
not
nice, cute.
Next,
not dead.
Their guts all splurging out.
So, anyways, so my thing is, so if I go over there and they're all wearing Hollister, I would fit right in.
Do you think the English
probably
people
not.
Wear
no.
Hollister?
I imagine they wear scarves and like designer jackets.
Peacoats.
Peacoats, yeah.
And iron slacks with dress shoes.
Ironed?
Yeah.
So if I went
so
over
they
there
have
with
that crease, you know.
So if I just machine dried, wrinkled out my
they would know
right away.
Instantly. They'd be like,
"Hey, you just put that in the dryer, didn't you? Fucking American!"
In their American accent,
goddamn Yankee.
Yeah.
I don't know if like I've never really met anybody European like that was straight from Europe, you know, that lived there.
Yeah,
I don't know if
we
they'd
could
be able
just
to tell.
Speculating.
Yeah.
The next European I meet, I'm going to just drop a heavy, heavy Western accent. Hey, how you doing today?
But actually,
how
I
y'all
think
doing?
How y'all doing?
When we're all talking, it sounds weird to them.
Probably.
It's the same reason it sounds weird to us when we hear their accent, you know?
Right, because I'm sure we use some stuff, words that they don't use in their
hella.
Thing.
No one hears
that's
of hella.
That's Northern California.
Yeah,
thing.
I think
no one hears of hella outside of California, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Southern I've talked to Southern California people, and they're just like, oh, you must be from Northern California. I'm like,
I said hella all the time in New Mexico and never caught on. People are just like, rrr.
Yeah, well, I was just talking to this person who lived in Michigan? I can't remember what state it was. And she's like, what's hella? Hell of? I don't know.
I've taught a few people in Florida that as well. I think in Southern California they say mega.
Mega?
Yeah.
It's not even a bad word, though.
Yeah.
It's just, I think, like, maybe just Central Valley people just like to say bad words just for the fun of it.
Maybe. That could be it. We just like to curse because we can. Freedom of speech, bitches.
Shit. Fuck you.
Piss.
Cock. Balls. Titty shit. Fuck. Nice.
That's a good portion of the podcast right there.
Hopefully. Sweet.
Can you auto-tune all those?
I'll make them all really low.
Do that. Can you do that TI effect online? What's that called? Effect?
TI has an effect.
T-Pain. Are you thinking about T-Pain?
T-Pain.
That's auto-tune.
That's auto-tune.
Oh, that's auto-tune?
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm not in the gangster lingo over here.
You work in the entertainment business at Best Buy.
Yeah, but like I said, I like 50% half bullshit of that stuff.
Yeah, when he was trying to sell my brother a computer, he was literally reading the little paper next to it. It's like, well, you know, I mean, it's got like 3 gigahertz here. And then, like, RAM was like, I could read all that. I want to know what it does.
I don't know how to tell people when they ask, what does this do? Like,
how does it make grilled cheese?
I don't know what to tell them when you can do your files on it. I don't know what to tell you.
This computer comes pre-installed with Google.
It's got Windows 7 on it. I don't...
Full database of whatever you need to
Windows 7, free!
Now, it's the people that come up to me and say, I don't know anything about computers. What can you tell me? That's when I go, yes.
Do you ever get the question at your work?
This one is fueled by rainbows.
Leprechauns came in and then just
unicorn
made it.
Blood.
Yeah. It's cooled by unicorn blood.
Do you ever... got unicorn felt on the keys. You can feel it.
Do you ever get the question at where you work? Someone coming to you saying, excuse me, do you work here? Even though it's clear that you work there?
No, people come up and say, like, do I work in this department?
Okay,
but no one's ever asked if I work there.
I'm so flabbergasted because right now I currently work at Big Lots in Tracy, which is pretty shitty, but you know, money's
it's
money.
What now? What? Just for the record,
pretty shitty.
Okay, I'm just so if they hear this, I just want them to know that you should really think about it.
And the uniform is like we can wear jeans and we have this black shirt with an orange exclamation point on the back because, like, that's their logo, it's an exclamation point.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty clear that I work there. And also, every time I'm there, I'm always stocking something, or I have a cart full of product, or I...
They just think you're an enthusiastic consumer.
I don't know what the fuck it is, but...
He's buying so much!
Nobody's, to this day, I've worked there since beginning of November, no one's come up to me and said, like, hey, excuse me, where is this? They always start the question, is like, I'm sorry, do you work here? It's like, I'm literally stocking something, asshole. Like, what? Why would I not be working here? You think I just do this
very
for fun?
Very upfront to these customers, aren't you?
Big Lots on my sleeve. Like,
motherfucker, I got a tag that says I work here.
Hey, where'd you get
walkie talkie?
Where'd you get that Big Lots shirt, man?
Pretty sweet Big Lots shirt.
You guys sell those here? But yeah, I'm so annoyed by it, though, because, like, it's so clear that I work there, like, especially when I'm stocking something and when I have a cart of something. Like,
when you have a shirt that has a big exclamation point on it.
See, it's never happened to me at my work. However, I've gone into, like, Save Mart, and people have asked me, hey, where can I find the rice?
Really?
Yeah, and I'm just like, really, they wear white, I wear blue.
Oh, were you wearing your Best Buy uniform?
I was wearing my Best Buy uniform, yeah. And I've also been to Walgreens, and I can see how they can really mistake that at Walgreens.
Yeah.
But then again... I even pointed to my thing. I was like, I work at Best Buy, not a Save Mart.
I'm a fan of Best Buy.
But I don't like it, and one day I'm going to just say no. Like, do you work here?
No.
Like,
no.
Excuse me, I got to stock this.
And then you know what they're going to say?
My boss is going to be on me.
Yeah.
Well, your shirt says Big Lots on it. That's what they'll say.
Yeah, like, then why'd you ask me then? Why didn't you just go with it? Just go with your guns.
I can't like Big Lots. I'm helping them out here. This shit was on the ground. I'm putting it back for them.
They will not hire me, so I will work anyway.
So I told them I'd work for free.
Yeah.
But it's not my responsibility my own to
shirt.
Help you.
I'll iron on an orange exclamation point. It's not a problem.
Dude, after I was at your house the other day, I went to Best Buy, just a shop, and I got yelled at just by being in there.
The one in Tracy?
Yeah. The guy who works in the front yelled at me.
Why?
Because... we're supposed to be able to go into any Best Buy and check our employee discount on their computers that you can check your discount on.
You have to say something, though. You can't
I
just
did
go
say
on
something.
Their computer.
I did ask someone. I asked one of the employees if I could.
He's like, I'm checking! I work at this Best
Buy!
Give
me a minute!
No, but even if we don't tell anybody, we're still supposed to. Because as long as we have our ID number and our employee ID number and our ID, then we should be able to do whatever we want on the computers. We just can't, like, surf Facebook or Google or anything.
Yeah.
So the guy pulls me over to his desk. He's like, I'm going to tell you this once, one time only. He was hecka old, too. Hecka old. You're not allowed to go into any other Best Buy and check their computers and blah, 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 blah. It's not common courtesy. So I was like, let me talk to your manager. So the manager came over and was like, just let me just have a minute. So then he goes and he and then he yells at the guy. And he comes back over to me and says, "Do as you were."
Nice.
I was like, "Yep,
you won."
Yeah, these are not the droids you're looking for.
Exactly. That's a good... I don't like that kind of thing. I hate it when people take things way too seriously.
You just always ask for a manager. Just...
Yeah.
I hate how like serious people get about like the littlest things.
Yeah.
It's like...
Those there's are those a people lot that are going to die at an early age.
Yeah, too much stress.
Except for that guy. He's lived.
He might be like 50. I don't know.
He's got a couple weeks.
Maybe his face is
old.
Just really...
Yeah. He's got a couple weeks left in him. I bet at a Big Lots, a lot of the time, there's like their pricing system's all fucked up, and a lot of the times, if like there's no sticker on it, you won't be able to tell the price. Mm-hmm. So they'll bring it up anyways. Like, can you price check this for me? And it's like, you know, it's Christmas time, so let's just say it's a gift bag, which would be like $1.
Okay.
They bring it up. It's like, I thought this was $1, but there's no price on it. So what would it? What is it? So a check is like, it's actually $2. It's like, I'll pass.
Like, really? Like, you can't really? Spend the extra dollar?
My budget was only for $1, okay? Now, I mean, ring me up for these $90 worth of things.
Ooh, $1.
It's bizarre.
$1 extra.
It's like Twilight Zone, but gayer.
It'd be funny if they, like, paid it all, and then they gave you, like, you know, a 20 or something like that, and they get, like, a dollar back, and they're just like,
hey, really?
Ooh, $1.
It's an investment.
No, can I have dinner?
Yeah. Huh. Retail. Bag was good enough for $1, but it's not $2 good.
No. This bag ain't that good, son.
Yeah. Right? I'm just going to back off.
I can make my own bag. It cost me $3 to do it. Yeah. But.
Maybe about $15 in supplies. I need some scissors, some elbow construction grease. Paper, some Elmer's glue. I need some sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
not sequins or nothing. Sprinkles, ones that you can eat.
Ooh.
Oh. Then you get the non-toxic Elmer's glue.
There you go.
There's such a thing.
Edible gift bags. You might have.
Yeah.
Hit. Oh, they made it because kids will.
Kids.
Because they eat glue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe it. I can't.
It's marshmallows.
I can't wrap my mind around that. That's kind of like eating toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. I think that's in the same road. Or snorting powdered soap.
There was other ones too. I can't remember what they were though. But there's some crazy people.
Have
out
you
there.
Seen those ones on like the Maury Povich show where it's irrational fears? And it's like someone has a fear of tinfoil and like peaches, and like this guy will be on the
get
show
that
and
peach
all
away
nervous,
from me.
Like yeah, I'm like really afraid of peaches. Like oh yeah, well why don't you look at that monitor right there? He looks up and there's a bunch of peaches. Like no, it just runs out. Like I didn't sign up for this, man. Oh, that was fucked up.
I think Maury just does that to fuck with people, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucked up, Maury.
It's great stuff, though.
His show has become a lot like the Jerry Springer type of show now. I think he's just to the point where he doesn't want to help people anymore. He just wants to do it for the entertainment
value. Yeah, he just wants to expose people for what they are.
You are the father.
Yeah, those things get a little too old. Like
it's like, okay, well, I've seen the same scenario 20 times in a row.
And at first it was really sensitive to everybody. You know, I was like, listen... You know, we wanted you to want to help you out, find out who your father is and everything. And then other times you'd be like, dang, you're the father, fucked up.
Have you seen that one guy who does like a fucking dance routine after he sees that he's not the father?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, dude, you're not the father. And he's just like, fucking busted a move on the show.
I feel bad for those women, but they put themselves in that situation.
I posted this... the other day on my Facebook, I found it off of someone that Twittered it.
Admits to eating 4 rolls of toilet paper a day.
A week?
That's Lanikia.
Lanikia. She was once attacked by ants that came out of a flower.
Oh my lord. How'd she survive? Says he doesn't trust...
Regina,
that's why he watches her shower. Look at his face in that picture,
he's
too.
He's
like,
crazy.
Hey.
He wants you to know that he's a creep.
And this is amazing animals caught on tape.
Cat wearing sunglasses. That's pretty sick.
Sunglasses.
Oh my.
I'm happy I cut off my legs. Wow, why?
That's probably my favorite. This is dude in like a Halloween mask, some skull or something like that. Cool. And it says, Darren. Once a drama-free relationship.
That's great.
Veronica.
Oh.
Admits she's obsessed with pooping. Really.
Well, her pooping or someone else poop?
I think it's any poop.
Any kind of poop?
Yeah. All right.
Did my man cheat because I have only one leg?
Yes, Maury.
Kimberly says Gary accused the dog of giving him a hickey on his neck. Oh, wow.
That's Gary right there.
And Byron here is proud to be a prostitute.
And he's wearing a mock turtleneck and a goldenrod sports jacket. A
golden blazer.
Tajunia.
Tawana.
Tawanas.
Those are 16-year-old twin daughters and her 15-year-old daughter formed a gang.
Oh, God, why?
Shit.
Why?
Back up.
Tina admits she's barsexual. Straight girl that kisses other girls to gain attention from men.
Isn't that every girl that gets drunk?
Yeah, that really is.
I'd say most. This is Demetrius, and he says that he is not the father of Marissa's son because he can't make boys.
Really? Some people are so stupid.
Demetrius, I've said that before. Don't work.
Recently says she was born with two vaginas. That's Lauren.
I don't think she realizes that her butthole is actually a butthole.
Wonder time
I have like... one big vagina here and one small one beneath it.
In the back right there.
Right there. See it? It makes noises sometimes.
That's my backdoor vagina.
This is the Maury show again. Amanda's about to confront her fear of chickens for the very first time.
What a good way to confront someone's fear. Yeah. Come on, just big chicken dung outfits. Oh gosh. What? I don't even know how to say this.
He's possessed by a gay demon.
It's a black man in a dress.
Standing next to a black man in a tuxedo. Standing next to a
black man in a tuxedo. I'm afraid. I think they're going to get married on the show.
Possibly.
And this is Snooki.
My name is Erica.
So she found a tooth in her house that Michael can't explain.
Where'd Look that tooth out. Come from?
I don't know. Oh, God.
Hart Fisher.
This is Hart Fisher, who published comic books about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
If you need an idea of what Hart Fisher looks like, he looks like Jeffrey Dahmer.
With long hair.
Khadisha, 13, and Alexis, 14, who are sisters... Khadisha says she had sex with a boy for a hair weave.
Well, yeah. Who hasn't?
It looks like she's saying it right
Honestly,
there,
that's
too.
That's just what all the kids are doing nowadays.
My fear of mustard and pickles is ruining my life. No, Maury, don't show me the pickles!
Show the pickles here.
Maury, stop it!
Maury, what the fuck?
Now we're going to put some mustard on it.
Ridiculous.
I thought this was a safe-free zone.
Pickle-free zone.
A pickle-free zone.
Now we're going to put some mustard on it. No, Maury!
Maury, please! Stop it!
How many views?
73 plus 4.
Oh, shit.
So, 77 now.
You want to lock your car this way?
It locks it.
Stop pressing did you hear that?
Yeah, don't press that up. The microphone caught that up.
But I locked it. It's not like I'm unlocking it.
Yeah, but I think you pressed unlock earlier.
No, I pressed lock.
I have 12 months of Xbox Live just sitting in my car, Dominic.
Mine did it too, but mine's much louder. Sounds like a little goose.
You didn't hear his though?
I heard it.
I hope they both get picked up.
Can't hear anything because Dominic's talking.
That's okay.
Ow!
Ow, you touched my shoelace!
Ow!
The shoelace hurts.
A little known fact about me, I linked my sensory nerves to my shoelaces last night.
Fun fact.
Yep.
And then plays the little star shimmer sound and says, the more you know!
Just like Dominic has a social event or what
social issue.
Issue one. I have a fun fact about Sean. One
fun fact about Sean.
Just one every episode.
There's about 1,000.
May or may not be true.
There's about 1,000, so
gonna be
this is actually. Have you ever seen our video facts?
Facts of life?
No, it's a video that we did where he's just listing off a bunch of facts to like three different people, and they're all just ridiculous facts like.
Not possible. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't come to mind.
There was one where I said, did you know that, what was it? Cranberry sauce is used to lubricate train wheels?
I did not.
Random stuff.
You
should watch it.
Yeah.
One's like did you know that Star Wars was based on a true story? Things that are just obviously not true.
You could have built on top of that by saying, who was it? I think it was Dwight D. Eisenhower, actually. Back when they called it the Star Wars.
Oh yeah! Reagan? I
think it was Reagan. Actually,
he wanted to build the Death Star.
Yeah, and they called it Star Wars. Because
he really wanted to build the Death Star.
Something along those lines. Like he was trying to do something up there.
And that that would have been taxpayer money. Not use my own money, bitches. I'm going to use yours to build my Death Star.
Go Reagan. more power to you.
I like how it says a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, but it's somehow in the future.
Well, I'm going to get pretty nerdy on you right now.
You're watching a documentary.
It's basically a different universe altogether, but maybe their future is different than our future. Like, maybe they degress while we progress.
Oh, and they speak the same language as us. So awesome.
That's yeah, that's where you gotta suspend your disbelief a little bit. And they're not humans. They're humanoids. But they look a lot like humans.
So they're mechanical.
No, no, like Luke Skywalker and Han Solo.
He was partway, you know, getting there.
They're humanoids.
Yeah.
And Darth Vader.
And it's
Darth Vader was like almost all humanoid. What was he missing? An arm? Two legs?
He's like an android at that point. Mm-hmm. Half android. Cybernetic.
Man, like...
Oh!
It didn't really show that in the older ones, huh? 4, 5, and 6? Didn't show him that he had like mechanical parts?
No, they didn't.
I think...
It probably wasn't even the way he was going to go with it. He might have said, I thought about this the whole time, but in reality, he just made it up on the spot.
Let's just have him cut off two legs and an arm.
There we go. I don't know. Didn't the books come out? The books came out.
Well, the books are written by, like, fans. And they're, like, it's not George Lucas, like, completely. But,
I read one of those books once. It was kind of weird.
Yeah. Couldn't really follow more to Star Wars than meets the eye.
True.
The new Family Guy Star Wars came out, or it comes out tomorrow.
Which one?
Oh, really?
Is it the Return of the Jedi one?
It's a trap.
I still haven't seen the second one.
You know how they do that? Where they like you know, kind of spoof the whole movie of Star Wars. They're actually going to do spoof other movies. Like they're going to do one of Back to the Future.
Nice.
And they're going to do one of Indiana Jones.
Well, they've done those just in the shows.
I know, but they're going to do like the whole movie.
Sick.
Yeah, this is the same thing that they did with Star Wars. It was just the little clips until they were just like, boom, you know, movie.
It's cool. I like that idea.
I like them. I think they do a good job.
Yeah. They should do that with Lord of the Rings also.
It's very possible. They like Lord of the Rings.
Didn't they dress him up as the archer guy? What's his name?
Oh, Legolas, yeah.
Yeah, I think Chris was Legolas at one point.
I was trying to think of maybe.
Could be just
it's possible.
Who would play who in that scenario? Like, I imagine for Back to the Future, it would be like Peter as Marty McFly.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, he would.
And maybe the creepy old neighbor as the doc. Just because he's an
because,
old guy.
Well, he was also Obi-Wan. So, I mean, works perfectly. He's the only old guy in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
They could have Adam West be the doctor.
That's true, too. I didn't think about that.
If he's still alive.
Maybe have Chris Griffin be his dad. Or maybe do the opposite. Chris Griffin be Marty McFly and have his dad be...
Yeah, but his dad wasn't in the movie a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true. They probably want to give Peter the biggest role. And, of course, Lois would probably be the mom.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's the woman.
Yep.
There was this thing I was watching. I can't remember what it was, though, but it was like a spoof. Back to the Future. And it was the one where... He has to go back to his mom in high school.
Oh, yeah, and he ends up banging her.
Sex with her, And then they kept just doing it over and over again.
So you need to stop, Marty.
And then he has a threesome with himself and his mom.
Yeah.
And it just becomes an orgy.
I couldn't imagine how that movie would come out.
I actually imagine Adam West being Biff in Back to the Future.
I was thinking Stewie would probably be Biff.
Oh, there you go.
Because he's usually the evil person.
Maybe have Brian be, who would Brian be?
Brian would probably be...
There's not that many characters in Back to the Future. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm excited to see if they do that, and especially Indiana Jones, which I think you could assume that Peter would be Indiana.
Obviously,
yeah, definitely.
And, yeah.
Are they going to do the Crystal Skull one?
I hope not.
Yeah. Just saw that X that one out to completely.
One too many.
Or if they do it, it's just going to be
like a joke
the entire time.
Yeah,
which that would work out perfect because
I think they do the first three for sure because the first three are like, really good and just ignore the fourth one.
Star Wars just works so well with making fun of it. I don't know what it is. Just it's easy to spoof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't expect them to ever spoof the new Star Wars because they've done it.
Three.
Yeah.
I think they should, anyways.
They probably will.
Yeah,
I mean, they should, anyways. Keep the same characters. Well, I guess they just have to change altogether. Like,
Stewie would probably play Qui-Gon. Probably Quagmire, because it kind of rhymes.
Oh shit,
Qui-Gon.
But he's already C-3PO.
Yeah.
Damn, you're right.
It's hard to do a prequel to that because there's too many new characters and
that would be.
But they do have a whole
Han Solo's not in it at all, so Peter would have to be somebody completely different.
That is true as well.
Oh, maybe.
Did you see this video recently from the Force Unleashed 2 where they show a video of, you know, have you ever played that game?
I've seen videos of it. I played the first one.
So you know, like, the main character in it? The
yeah, it's guy? Like Star Destroyer or something.
Starkiller.
Yeah. Starkiller.
Because that was Luke Skywalker's original name, like, when they were writing the script for Star Wars.
Luke Starkiller?
Starkiller, yeah. I like Starkiller. So they use that name for him, who's Darth Vader's apprentice who goes nuts. Right. But yeah. There's a clip, I guess, in part of the game, like, it's one of the cinematics, where he kills Chewbacca and Han Solo and Princess Leia.
How's that even possible?
Like, blasphemy. Like, you can't do that.
Whoa, buddy, step like, back. Chewbacca's to one last thing. Save.
Did you just kill three main characters? Like,
yeah. I saw the video, and I kind of wish I hadn't. It made me really sad. Like, wow.
Wait, did they actually put that in the game, or that was just
no,
something?
No, it's part of the game, yeah. You can look it up.
How's that possible when they're... Because that stuff happens before...
No, I know. It doesn't make sense because Darth Vader dies before... I mean, Darth Vader dies and Han Solo doesn't. In the movies.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that works.
It's supposed to be in between...
Unless it goes
into the
future.
He doesn't
have
an apprentice, though, does he?
Well, I mean, that's what they're saying. This is an in-between between number 3 and 4. That's a little section in between. So how can he kill three main characters, and then they're in 4, 5, and 6? You know? It doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense.
Unless it's just... It's one part of the game that goes into the future. That's the only thing I can think of.
Maybe it was like how Back to the Future was. It's different timelines, and they're just like, "Well, that didn't work out, so let's go back, and then you know, let's just not train the Starkiller guy."
Not real, yeah, that'd be great.
And then they just go on from there. That'd be funny. There's an achievement actually that I kind of just want to get the game from GameFly or something to play, where you gotta punt like 10. 10 of the
Ewoks?
Ewoks. Thank you for that.
It's like funny.
Yeah, and like apparently when you kick them, they just fucking fly. Like you get so much satisfaction out of just kicking these little Ewoks.
Around. That'd be heck of fun.
Yeah. So that is one thing about that game that I know and do not.
Intrigued by. It's always fun to just get the games and then do the stupid side things because it's just fun. To do.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, I just go around and just beat the shit out of people and steal their money. Just because I can.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Grand Theft Auto.
That's true.
That's what I used to
Grand,
do
Grand
I
Theft
it.
Auto had no plot, though. There's no reason to play that game other than turn on all the cheat codes.
Drive
and
around.
Exactly.
Kill car.
That was the best
people,
part. That was the best part of it.
Sniper people.
There you go.
Although I did like the storyline of Grand Theft Auto 4, though. That one caught my attention.
Yeah, I never followed any of them. As soon as they let me go and do whatever I want, I was just like, that was it for me. That's why I never owned any of them. I didn't want to pay money for something I was never going to actually complete.
Yeah.
So, that's what happened.
It's a good theory.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked Brotherhood. The storyline was amazing.
It is. It's very amazing. I'm just wondering how they're going to go off that. For 3, though.
Me and my friend Terry, we have a... Well, I think it was more of his and Alex's theory, but 3 is going to be present time.
Like, no ancestor? Because what they were saying...
They might go back. Like, there would be more present time and less past time.
Well, what they were saying is that they didn't want to make a 3 yet because they felt like there was more to tell from Ezio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they made an off, like a 2.5. So they can continue telling his storyline. So because when they go and do 3, they said the fans would expect a new ancestor for 3.
Yeah, I expected a new ancestor for Brotherhood though.
Really?
Yeah, because 1 was Altair.
Mm-hmm.
2 was Ezio.
Mm-hmm.
Brotherhood should have been something else.
I'm
happy with the way they took it. Yeah. You know, you take over Rome again. You know, start a revolution. Go for it. It's cool. You know. Micromanage assassins.
Yeah. I think 3 will actually be more in the present, but I think they're still going to be an ancestor.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have to make it... Like, they're going to have to make it 2 times longer, too, if they're going to do that.
Yeah. Brotherhood was a lot longer than 2.
Yeah. Well, just by getting 100% complete, too.
Yeah, I 100%ed number 2, but I'm not going to do it for Brotherhood. I'm pretty close, though. I don't know how many I need. I know it's not very much.
We're getting to 2 hours here.
Yeah, well, we haven't done a cast in a while, so
make it up to
2 hour segments.
Yeah,
It's good to go with.
Like, bam, you know, surprise him.
Yeah. How do you feel, Dom? How do you feel about that, Dom? We're the first one in a while. Are you reading text messages right now?
No, it was Facebook. Sorry.
Necessity.
So we're over here talking about important things. You're reading
Facebook. I can't relate to anything you guys are talking about. I don't
even
know what it is.
Maybe if you'd buy an Xbox and actually get the games.
Well, I don't want to. If I bought a system, I would buy a PS3.
For Blu-rays?
For the Blu-ray aspect and for the... I like the idea. I don't know if you can do this in Xbox too, but I like how Wes has all his movies on that.
Yeah,
you can hook an external drive to it.
It's
yeah,
a media center.
But I also like PS3 better, and I like the controllers better.
I hate the controllers.
Really?
I just don't like the triggers because they're rounded. So when you push them, your finger slides.
But I wouldn't
off.
Be playing games with that. I'd mostly be watching movies and shows. And
exactly.
Music.
It's good for that.
I also
want to
play DC Universe Online. Which is a new game. I would play that. And like
Xbox
Mortal Kombat games, I'll play that too.
They have those for Xbox.
I know, but I just like PS better, man.
For the longest time, I really...
Holy God.
Do you have a ghost in your room? What the hell was that?
Nah, I think it was my laundry basket slipped off.
I wish we were on video right now. Dwight's closet just came to life. I wish you guys would have seen that. That was weird.
Anyways, as I was saying... For the longest time, I actually did want a PlayStation 3, and then I just...
I had a PS3 for a while.
I borrowed... So I'm borrowing my girlfriend's Xbox, and I just love how Xbox works, and I just love the controllers.
You don't have a girlfriend. Sorry, Katie. He does. I'm just joking. Continue.
She's not going to listen to this.
She might.
She's not going to. I'm not going
to
let her.
I'm
going
to try to get her to. I'm going to invite her over for a podcast party.
Katie, if you're listening to this, Dominic does accept your request for a date.
I'm not going to date her. Sean's been trying to get me to date his girlfriend because he's weird like that. I keep telling him no, and he's like...
So I just started dating this girl. And
just
I think
take her out
perfect.
Once. You guys might hit it off, Dominic.
And I was like, dude, I'm not going to date your girlfriend. He's like, dude, that's pretty rude.
He wanted to give it a shot, too. Like,
I'm good, man. That's all you.
Just give it a shot, man.
That's a skit right there.
I don't want to interfere with your happiness.
Apples and oranges.
Snacks to citrus.
Yeah, I have 41 of 50 achievements in Brotherhood.
41 of 50? Did you play the multiplayer?
A little bit. My buddy came over and he's god at it. So
I didn't know. I don't like it at all. So I just stayed off of it.
I think it's great. I think the way that it's unique.
It's unique, but it's also hard, too.
Yeah, I guess for
it's
some
really,
people.
Yeah, I just
my buddy makes it seem super easy. He just rapes people at it.
I'm just gonna stick with Halo Reach Online. That's it.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm gonna get Black Ops sometime here in the future.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten it if my buddy didn't give me money to buy it.
The Black Ops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everyone in my work.
$60 is hard to.
It is.
To compensate for a game where the single player sucks. Like I did a review on it already, and it was. I don't know. Single player was terrible.
They're doing that with a lot of single player games now. Just making it so short and just like sucky. Have you played Medal of Honor?
First person shooters need to stick around 6 to 8 hours at most.
At most.
Yeah, no, because then you get levels where it's just like it's boring as shit and you're just going through the paces, you know? So they keep it short and sweet, get it over with. Games like Brotherhood, Fallout, Borderlands is another one that I really like. That's a good mixture between a long first-person shooter and an RPG.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, but these games, Call of Duty, whatever. Black Ops is fun. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I get frustrated, but...
Well, the reason why I bought Halo was because I played 1, 2, 3.
Obviously, yeah.
And I just wanted the storyline at first. And I beat it one night, and I was like, man, this sucks. But I play online now, so it's no big deal.
Yeah, there's a lot to back up on it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Black Ops. Multiplayer is fun.
Yeah. Dominic, any 2 cents?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Those are games.
Video games. I like Super Mario Bros. 3 and Super Mario Bros. World and Tetris. And Mortal Kombat. Every Mortal Kombat game I've really liked.
I'm going to be out of commission here for about 5 minutes. I'll be right back.
You keep squeaking. Are we going to end it?
I've got to. Yeah, possibly.
Or just have him leave.
Move out of the way here for a pee.
Sean's about to pee his pants.
Shut up.
I was like, dude, just use the bathroom. And he's like, no, I want to pee in my pants.
I got these diapers for a reason, Dom. untangle myself here.
I hate predict-a-text. Because I guess it still worked, so I went with it.
Are you going to give us an example, or are you just going
to... Yeah, I'm sorry, I just got distracted. Well, I meant to say... I meant to write to someone, I know this is not going to make sense unless you know this, the conversation, but I meant to say, okay, crackhead, but instead it said, okay, craziness. And well, the way that I was replying to it, it does make sense either way, but I hate that thing sometimes.
Yeah, it's made me say some weird stuff on my iTouch, wherever it is.
I try to type out, sweet... So I put like S W E E E E E E T.
Obvious choice.
And then once you do too many E's, it starts to think about what word you're trying to say. So it always come out seed eater.
Seed eater.
Seed eater. And it's like, no, I meant sweet.
That'd be four E's in that word.
Yeah.
Huh. What is seed eater? A one word? Is just.
It is, yeah. I didn't know it was, but...
I did not know that was a single word.
Apparently it means a person that eats seeds.
I would assume so.
A person who studies
rocks,
yeah.
Otherwise known as a geologist. Unless it has like
a really different meaning behind it that no one would ever guess.
Huh.
But, that's interesting. I don't like to predict a text every... So... Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I see where they're going with it. Like, I would see how it could, you know, help you out if you misspelled something and you just, like, mixed an I and an E or something.
Mm.
But then...
I don't know how it works sometimes, but sometimes I understand what they're trying to get at.
Yeah.
Either way, they should be able to read my thoughts a little bit better.
Yeah, you need to work on that,
damn
Apple.
Damn you, Steve Jobs.
Making me say awkward things to my mother. There's a whole website on that.
On what?
On the predictive text fails.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forgot what it was called. It was something about text messaging, but yeah, it's a whole website dedicated on people fucking up and just saying really weird things.
Hmm. I'll have to check it out. Yeah. Along with that dump for you site, people break up with girlfriends for you.
Are you talking about a website about fucking?
No.
Oh, I was going to say I know a few of those.
Get your head out of the dirt.
Yeah, tie your shoe, slob.
The entire shoe squeaky voice McGee.
I went through puberty, Dominic. I'm not 25 like you.
Hey, I'm almost 25.
I'm an old man.
I know.
You're 25 in 5 years.
If you want, I can just draw my voice. Let's talk like this for the rest of the time.
Yeah. Which won't be for very long. I think we should end it and not overload our listeners for another extra half hour.
I'd like to thank every listener for listening to this iPod, listening to this podcast. I wish everyone a happy holidays and a safe
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and thanks again to all the people that voted on the picture. It's still going up, and well, I think we're probably going to win this one.
Yeah.
I may have cheated a little bit, but I don't care.
That's all right.
Yeah, and we're going to leave it to Sean to sing us an outro.
Bye. This is it.
That was very good.
Yeah, thank you. I practiced that for a second, too.
Yeah, all right. See you guys later.